Higher Learning Commission and a member of the North Central Association. NCAHLC.org.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rowe, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk, KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder, and on AM760.net.
With gas prices soaring,
crazy,
more people opt for public transit.
We've seen a lot of increased ridership.
A hot button issue for the president in California, and getting high from huffing.
20% of our young teen population has tried this behavior.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. Brother, can you spare a tank full?
Gas prices are ridiculous, and it's going to get worse.
Americans are reeling as the price of filling up surges ever higher. How heavy has the hit been?
Gasoline prices moved up about 25 cents per gallon in the past 2 weeks.
Says industry analyst Trilby Lundberg, to a nationwide average of $2.91 for regular.
This increase is a tremendous price increase for a two-week period. It's about 10 cents shy of what it hit last fall after the hurricane damage to our refinery.
One glimmer of hope, the price of oil's fallen back a bit today to under $75 a barrel. We're live with CBS News correspondent Peter King.
Last call 10 East.
And Peter, as the cost of filling up soars higher, public transportation's becoming an attractive option?
It sure is, as heavier train loads pull into places like New York's Penn Station. More than 200,000 commuters pass through there daily. The heavier traffic includes New Jersey Transit conductor Stan Robinson.
I've been taking it more, especially coming to work for me, yeah.
But it's not just big cities where they have it all. Buses are reported to be more crowded in medium-sized places like Tulsa and Hartford. Connecticut Transit's David Lee.
We've especially seen an increase in the people who buy 10-ride tickets, and what that tells me is that these are people who can't use transit every day.
Reporting live, Peter King, CBS News.
I'm Peter Mayer, live in Washington. There are growing bipartisan calls for a federal investigation of price gouging and the salaries of oil company executives. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Arlen Specter also questions the impact of oil company mergers.
We have allowed too many companies to get together to reduce competition.
Specter told CNN Congress should investigate what he described as the excessive concentration of power among oil companies. Live in Washington, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
President Bush spent the weekend in California, and he'll wrap up his stay by addressing one of the state's hottest political issues. CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman is traveling with the president.
Mr. Bush will discuss immigration reform in a speech before Southern California business leaders. The president will be pitching his reform plan, which would issue guest worker permits to those seeking employment in hard-to-fill, low-paying jobs. Immigration is a hot-button issue here in California, which has the most immigrants, both legal and illegal, than any other state.
In San Francisco, as reporter Tim Ryan of KCBS tells us, demonstrators took to the streets yesterday to make their case for immigrant amnesty.
The racism that pervades.
They gathered in the largely Latino mission district, several thousand strong. Maria Vivanco is a student at the University of San Francisco.
And we're demanding amnesty now for the 12 million immigrants that are in this country.
This third generation San Franciscan voicing support.
My grandparents are immigrants also. And I really believe that these people should have similar rights.
The demonstrators say they will continue to make noise as long as their futures are in question. Tim Ryan, CBS News, San Francisco.
Well, more American kids these days are huffing to get high. And if you don't know what huffing is, CBS News correspondent Chris Mavridis is live with us this morning to explain.
Huffing is nothing new, Nick. Sniffing glue or aerosol cleaning products to get a buzz. The Partnership for a Drug-Free America wanted to know how many kids are doing it and got quite a shock when they asked.
1 in 5 kids has tried this.
That's a lot of American kids.
That's about 4.7 million young people.
Steve Passerb warns parents, keep an eye out.
You need to be aware that there are literally dozens of otherwise beneficial products in your own home which can be abused.
Like household cleaners, paint, and other toxic stuff that in some cases leads to brain damage, even death. Nick?
Well, a new report says the Food and Drug Administration isn't doing its oversight job as effectively as it could and needs new powers. The Government Accountability Office study says that should include requiring pharmaceutical companies to follow up on the safety of drugs they already have on the market. It's 4 minutes past the hour.
Call the Mortgage Store today at 303-423-7171.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. A big weather change started with hail in the Denver metro area. Quarter-sized hail pelting cars and flowers in downtown Denver. The ice pelts hitting across the area from the foothills to Aurora. The National Weather Service issuing its first thunderstorm warning of the season Sunday, just before 6 o'clock. The temperature hit 80 degrees yesterday at DIA. We're only going to hit about 40 today with rain and snow in the foothills. Grief counselors will be at Horizon High School in Brighton this morning after the weekend death of a student. 17-year-old Devon Knight was killed early Sunday morning after a head-on with another vehicle. He died at the scene. 17-year-old Tashina Zorn, a passenger, was injured. Knight's friends talked about it.
Went to after prom. Devon was there. We were all hanging out. That's why I can't believe it happened.
The other car's driver, 23-year-old Jacob Nottage of Westminster, suffered moderate injuries. Drugs or alcohol are not suspected as a factor in the crash. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Bailey with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, thank you. Dealing with wet roads and backsplash for the ride this morning. So far, though, no major issues. Just the Turnpike and 225. They're moving along just fine. I-70 checking clear between Wheat Ridge and Aurora. And we're doing okay on the north end of town, south on I-25. Looks good as you come out of Thornton, Northland. We do have a highway closed down, Highway 86, between Elizabeth and Franktown. That's because of a bad overnight accident. Then around town, the diagonal, Foothills Parkway and Highway 93, still a bit quiet. So is Arapahoe, Broadway, Baseline, and South Boulder Road.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-500-1093 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-500-1093 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-500-1093.
Big Harry in the metal mess got a hair extension. Now get a full hour of pure power with the best in 80s hair metal and arena rock. Metal Mess, right after Nights with Alice Cooper.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engle Homes, it's simply better. At Engle Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engle Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engle Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngleHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's ENGLEHomesColorado.com.
Do some call you a health nut? If so, I bet you're concerned about the water you drink. I know your brain is. It's 75% water. So maybe the reason you're not thinking so straight anymore is because of all that dirty water swishing around in your brain. I got a solution for you. Polar Bear Water Distillers. They produce 100% pure water. Unlike bottled water, you can control the source of your health and save money to boot. Give us a call at 303-499-9769 to find out more. Oh yeah, you're having a hard time with that dirty brain of yours. To contact the nice people at Boer Superior Water, call 303-499-9769. And if you're tech savvy, you can find us on the web at the number 4superiorwater.com. Polar Bear Water Distillers. For those of you who care about pure body and mind, Polar Bear.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at cheaperfords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to cheaperfords.com.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Is this what the legal system sounds like to you?
Blah, 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 blah.
Mumbo jumbo, mumbo jumbo.
Blah, 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 blah.
Order in the court.
If you've been injured in a traffic or any other serious accident, you need an attorney who can make sense of the complex legal system. The attorneys at Gregory and O'Sullivan will work on a contingency fee basis to get your medical bills and lost wages paid and more. Call Gregory and O'Sullivan now for a free consultation at 720-266-4910. 720-266-4910.
Classic Rock 103.5 Default.
Hello. From Boulder to Bolivia.
Listen to the Masters online.
From Freedom Harley Davidson, TheFox.com.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Or do as I'm going to do, which is when I get off at 10 o'clock this morning, crawl home and get back into bed and pull the covers over my head and hope that the day goes by. It's good to have you here this morning, 303-713-7600. And there's a few things to talk about this morning. One of the stories that I really want to talk about, I kind of touched on it just for a second on Friday, and I've been holding on to it for quite a while. You know, maybe this is you, maybe it isn't you, but this is definitely me. If somebody tells me something is bad, if somebody pushes on something on a subject long enough, if somebody starts to jam something down my throat, I begin to rebel. I begin to have second thoughts about it. Now, I received a fundraising letter from Senator Hillary Clinton looking for money. And see, I kind of object to that. And I object to it because if I give her $50 or if I give her $100, then that's $100 or $50 that I can't give Bill Ritter, that I can't give Joe Rice, who's running for the House, that I can't give Peggy Lamb, that I can't give Angie Piccioni, that I can't give, you know, candidates that I'm interested in, Bill Winter. So she takes the money out of the state. And so I kind of object to that, although I see her point in that she's trying to raise as much money as she possibly can, and she's got a Democratic donation list in which, you know, she's sending out email, snail mail, looking to get money to build her campaign war chest. So, you know, in that sense, I resent getting the thing from her, okay? I'm not angry. I just kind of think, well, you know, and so I threw it away. Sorry, Hillary, I just can't give you any money because what little money I have, I'm trying to give a portion of a little bit of money that I make off of endorsements here and out of outside income to various candidates like Morgan Carroll and others who I really like and who I believe in. And, you know, I'm very much dedicated to trying to make something happen this November with the election now, what, 6 months away? But there was a segment on CNN, and this was a couple of weeks ago, and I held on to this story. I held on to this story. And it was on the April 18th edition, actually, of CNN. And I touched on it just briefly on Friday and had no time to touch on it last week. And Mondays traditionally are kind of slow news cycle days, so it's kind of empty days on Monday. And so you can kind of get to stuff on Monday that you normally wouldn't be able to get to, say, on Wednesday or Thursday, when things start to get heated and the events start to boil up. Now, I don't know how many of you watch The Situation Room, and as I've said before, I don't watch it very often. But I did happen to have it on that day. And on CNN's Situation Room, conservative activist Thomas D. Kuyper acknowledged that he can't verify that the quotes contained in his book of quotations that he attributes to Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton are 100% true. Kuyper also acknowledged a legitimate criticism that the book at times comes off as being mean-spirited. During an interview on the April 18th edition of the CNN's Situation Room with Wolf Blitzer, conservative activist Thomas D. Kuyper acknowledged that he can verify that the quotes contained in his newly released book of quotations he attributes to Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton are 100% true. He says that he can't verify that. Kuyper also acknowledged a legitimate criticism of the book, that at times it comes off as being almost mean-spirited. As Media Matters for America has previously noted, the quotations in Kuyper's book, "I've Always Been a Yankees Fan, Hillary Clinton in Her Own Words," are in many cases based on hearsay and sources to discredited books written by conservative authors. Kuyper's acknowledgments came during a report on the book by the CNN National News correspondent Jeannie Mose, who noted many of the quotes are unverifiable, coming from books attacking the Clintons. Mose also pointed out that while the book cover features Clinton wearing a Chicago baseball cap, seemingly contradicting her statement that she's a New York Yankees fan, she's already explained that she's a fan of both teams. Okay, Media Matters caught this, and I caught it on April 18th, and Mary and I were sitting watching this, and I turned to Mary, and I said to her simply this. I said to her, you know what? 08 is a long way away. What is the media and the conservative media? What is this thing with Hillary Clinton that they have? What is this thing with Hillary Clinton that they can't let go of beating up on her? That they're not after Russell Feingold, that they're not after Joseph Biden, that for the most part they're not after John Kerry, that they say very little about Al Gore, that they say very little about Mark Warner, but that they say a lot about Hillary Clinton, that they're on Hillary Clinton's case all of the time. So that leads me to start thinking, well, listen, maybe there's something going on out there about Hillary Clinton that I ought to be aware of. Maybe she'd be a great candidate because these guys keep telling me she won't be. And they keep beating up on her. And what it makes me want to do is it makes me want to race to her defense. Even though she takes some positions that I don't agree with. The flag burning amendment one would have to be one right there that I can think of. But the question I'm asking here during the hour of no power at 6:17, 17 minutes after 6, is simply this. What is the right wing and the mainstream media, which in most cases drifts very much to the right, what is their hang up with Hillary Rodham Clinton? Anybody got any ideas here? Are they scared of her? Do they fear that she'll win the election? Are they trying to get out early and destroy her? Is it the fact that she's an outspoken woman? What intimidates them about her? What causes this hysteria? I'd really like to know. 303-713-7600. I got four open lines if anybody wants to jump in and hazard a guest here. About Hillary Rodham Clinton. 303-713-7600. And why she represents such a frickin' threat to these neocons. What are they so upset about? You know? What are they so crazy about when it comes to her? I can't connect it up. 303-713-7600. Oh, and you know, there's one other question to ask about this, too. Would you favor her running as the Democratic standard bearer, yes or no? And my opinion has been no, but the more they keep attacking her, now I'm starting to get the feeling like maybe she should be the one. You know, maybe she...
Herbs helped this woman lose a lot of weight.
It's the easiest diet I've ever been on in my life.
Herbs can help you too. Fiber to absorb fat, nopal cactus to metabolize sugars, and hootia to suppress your appetite, plus fat-burning agents and vitamins. And you know what contains all of these? Kaito Gold.
I didn't change my eating habits at all.
I'm Tom Martino. With this special, buy three bottles, get three bottles free with free shipping. 877-500-DIET or 877-500-DIET.com.
Gotta get away, get out and play, Route of Colorado today.
Get out and play. Get away and rip it up at the 11th Annual New Belgian Brewing Fruta Fat Tire Festival, April 27th through the 30th in Fruta, Colorado. Yeah, Fruta, one of the top 10 biking cities in the U.S. with the best single track on the planet. Come dig the dirt during the Fruta Fat Tire Festival.
Gotta get away, get out and play, Fruta, Colorado today.
If you haven't ridden the planet's best single track, do it during the Fruta Fat Tire Festival, April 27th through the 30th in Fruta, Colorado. Just take I-70 until you hit Fruta Exit 19. Then follow the party till you get to registration. Ride the epic Fruta single track. Get swag. Party with your friends. Do it all at the Fruta Fat Tire Festival, April 27th through the 30th in Fruta, Colorado.
Gotta get away. Get out and play. Fruta, Colorado today. Yeah.
Dr. Gregory Buford is a board-certified surgeon who believes in helping his patients look their very best. Whether you visit Dr. Buford for facial rejuvenation like Botox, Restylane, or Sculptra, or for the latest body contouring techniques like Vaser-assisted liposuction, Dr. Buford will treat you with the ultimate in care. To find out more, call 720-266-4912. That's 720-266-4912. If you had your choice, wouldn't you pick the surgeon that trains other surgeons?
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Visit Icon on the web at icondenver.com or call to set up a consultation today at 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001 and tell them J. Marvin sent you.
You go online searching for the best deal on hotel rooms, and there's always this nagging feeling that there's a better deal out there. We get it. We're Hotwire.com, and we guarantee the lowest prices on 3- and 4-star hotels. How do we do it? Hotwire.com has exclusive deals with 3- and 4-star hotels. When they have unsold hotel rooms, they give them to Hotwire.com, and we give them to you at prices lower than any other travel site. Guaranteed. Like 4 stars in Chicago, Travelocity price $169, Hotwire.com price just $88. Or 4 stars in San Francisco, Orbitz price $205, Hotwire.com price just $113. So trade in that nagging feeling that you could have gotten a better deal and log on to Hotwire.com. Because at Hotwire.com, we think you should have your pillow mint and eat it too. Hotwire.com. 4-star luxury, 2-star prices. Log on to Hotwire.com today and get a 4-star hotel in Cherry Creek from just $87 a night. Hotels on Hotwire.com disclosed only after booking. All bookings are final. Details on site.
It's Al Franken. I'm coming up after Jay on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning. 6:23, 23 minutes after 6. High today, 38. Rain to snow here on the hour of no power. Don't forget you can win that eco trip to Costa Rica, but you got to sign up now at am760.net. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. The media attack on Hillary Clinton and why the right wing hates Hillary so much, even to the point where CNN puts on this ridiculous report about this book of quotations of Hillary Clinton called "I've Always Been a Yankees Fan," even though the guy who writes the book says that there's unsubstantiated, unprovable quotes in there. And CNN gives it legitimacy by covering it. What is it about Hillary Clinton? And you know what? Should Hillary Clinton win, or no, should she run in 2008? Because I'm beginning to think, you know what, anybody draws this much heat, maybe there ought to be a reason to support her. Let's go to the phones and we go to Lisa in Thornton. Lisa, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Lisa.
Hey, didn't she work on the Iran-Contra stuff?
against Reagan, their demagogue, the one they want to put on the dime?
You know, I don't know about that. I think she was on that committee. Yeah, I believe so.
I mean, you know, they never forget. It's not that, you know, we just pass these things on and say, okay, this is just politics. This is just lawyers that know one another. You know, because lawyers that know one another, they fight against one another in one case, and then they fight together in another case. So, but this one, they just never forget. If you've done something against these people, they just want to beat you down, cut you down, drag you in the dirt. They want to chop you up, spit you out, then serve you really fine on toast.
Would you vote for her?
You know, I really need to think about that. Because I really do admire her. I like her. I think she is the greatest as far as the women go. However, with everything going on and those other candidates, I think there's a lot more going on that's going to be going for, you know, against wars and things that's going to be in this next election. I think they're going to, you know, really put her down, but I really love her. Think she's great. And I don't know. I would have to have all of the facts and things. I do love her. Think she's great. But, oh, gosh, if they can get her with the war, if they can get all these things against her with Reagan.
Well, she did vote for the war. You know, she did vote for it. And at one point, her idea on how to fix things was to put more troops in there. And there are those who have charged that she has moved to the center. But...
you know, any little thing, and she hurt their demagogues, so she's going to be damaged goods no matter what they say. Heaven, all of the things considered, I would vote for her, but I would need to hear the other candidates as well.
All right, Lisa, thanks. Appreciate the call. Thanks
You're
for getting
welcome.
Up this early in the morning and being part of the program.
Great day.
Okay, you too. Mm-hmm. Three lines open at 303-713-7600. Is Hillary Clinton the savior of the Democratic Party? Is she the one to run? And would you vote for her? And the right wing's preoccupation with her that they just can't get off of her. I mean, they're on her all the time. Here's Marlon in Lakewood. Marlon, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi. I believe that this really is... just they're shooting at the highest duck, you know?
Yeah.
And the minute anybody else gets a high profile, they will shoot them down, too. They can't afford to lose this this midterm election. They can't. I would vote for her above, you know, whoever the Republican candidate is. But I don't think, I think they're going to make sure that everybody in the whole lot is blackened so badly by the time they're through that, you know, that nobody's going to stand a chance because they're the ones with the big mouth and all the networks. So,
you think they're scared of her?
Well, of course they're scared of any strong Democrat whatsoever. Yeah.
Yeah, they're scared of her. So therefore, they're into attacking her in overdrive.
But they're scared of Russ Feingold if he got.
But they don't. But you know. But they don't. But they don't attack him like they do her.
They will. If he gets up there, they'll shoot him too. They just can't afford to let go of this. You know, they have so much to lose if when it finally comes down to all the things that they're impeachable for. And I really think that they're going after her mostly just because she is a the high-profile one right now.
She's the quote-unquote low-hanging fruit.
Yeah, yeah.
I there's a part of me that thinks that, too, but there's a part of me that also thinks there's something else going on. Because this has been going on since the Clinton administration. This thing about her has been going on for a long, long time. They've been on her for a long, long time. They've been on him, too, of course, her husband. They've been on him for a long, long time as well. But they've really, really been after her for a long, long time.
That's because they were in power. And, I mean, that they were the ones that... Now, I'm convinced that they will do... They will play very dirty with absolutely everybody that looks like they stand a chance of I won't vote for her in the primary, but of course I'd vote for her over any Republican.
Who would you vote for? Who would you vote for in the primary?
Feingold. I like his steady stance on things that really matter to me.
Yeah, I just wonder if he has a chance.
Well,
to go all the way.
Yeah, I think that a lot of people would vote for him if he were to win the primary, I think. But, you know, no idea. But I'm sure that they're going after Hillary just because she is the one that they think is the most likely candidate right now.
Yeah, only time will tell. Hey, thanks. Appreciate you getting up and being part of the show. Thank you this morning.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Four lines open at 303-713-7600. And why is it that the right wing seems preoccupied with Hillary Clinton to the point where they're trying to hatch a jobber every day of the week? Is it because they're scared of her, or is she the quote-unquote highest-profile candidate right now or the low-hanging fruit, so they're onto her because of that? Although this has been going on even when she was, the first lady, they were after her over that whole health care initiative situation. They really, really, really dislike her, which leads me to believe that after a while, I start thinking to myself, I find that kind of attractive in kind of an odd way. I find her kind of attractive in an odd way. Even though Russell Feingold would be my first choice, I find her as kind of being, oddly attractive. Like, oh, well, maybe there's something there that I don't know about, considering they're paying so much attention to her. 6:30 at AM 760 Progressive Talk, and we'll take more of your phone calls coming up. I got three lines open at 303-713-7600. Get off your half moons and get plugged into the program. And let's take a look at Progressive Traffic now as we talk to Bailey. Bailey.
Hello. Dealing with wet roads and backsplash, those are the big issues this morning, so you may want to give yourself a few extra minutes. On the north end of town, southbound I-25, starting to get busy between 104th and the Turnpike. Then things open up a bit as you head into downtown. I-70 moving along okay from Wheat Ridge over to Aurora. If you're off to DIA, Pena Boulevard, check and clear at the moment. And eastbound I-270, already crowded from I-76 over towards Vasquez. Now around town, the diagonal, Highway 93 and Foothills Parkway, they're all starting to pick up. So is Arapahoe, Broadway, Baseline at South Boulder Road, and the Turnpike. Still looking pretty good through Broomfield and Westminster. Now check it.
Listen to classic rock online at thefox.com.
Brought to you by Freedom Harley Davidson.
2.75% financing from Shea Homes at Reunion, Northeast Denver's most.
I know. It may seem weird to grow out of the party, dance all night, sleep on a mattress on the floor period of your life. But trust us, there's a time when after a hard day at work, you'd rather settle into the couch with TiVo than walk into your roommate's kegger. When Tuesday nights aren't quarter beers at the bar, but a little barbecue in the backyard. And a dinner party replaces dinner than a party. Well, it's time to buy a house. And when that time comes, you've got to make a good choice. Like Amber Homes. Amber Homes has quality houses priced right for first-time buyers. These babies are built solidly from foundation to roof with the kind of quality materials you'd only find in much more expensive homes. So if it's time to consider your first home, consider Amber Homes, a higher standard. Clean up with a great deal. Get a free washer and dryer when you buy a home at Aspen Hills or Bonnie View from now until April 30th. Check out amberhomes.com for details.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now. And we'll rush it right up.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-551-4299. Again, that's 1-800-551-4299. 1-800-551-4299.
High interest credit card bills and consolidate debt into one low monthly payment. Now, you can call for a free credit analysis today. It doesn't cost a dime. And they're not there to judge you. They're there to help you. You can get approval right over the phone right now. There's no application fee, no out-of-pocket closing costs, and the interest may be tax deductible. So call the mortgage store at 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. Now, the mortgage store knows who their competition is, and they can beat them on rates and pricing every day. Only the Mortgage Store guarantees the best pricing on your home loan with their four-way customer promise. You'll work with an expert. The loan consultant said to the Mortgage Store are certified professionals. They've had superior training and are motivated to help you and to do it fast. And the Mortgage Store guarantees a same-day decision on your application. The Mortgage Store guarantees a seven-day close. And the Mortgage Store guarantees the best pricing on your home loan. So call the Mortgage Store at 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171.
Millions of women across 64 countries agree on one
and only one
wrinkle fighter.
That's Nivea Visage Q10. As the world's number one selling anti-aging face care line, Nivea Q10 moisturizers both reduce and help prevent the appearance of wrinkles. That's why more women choose Nivea Q10 for younger looking skin. Check your Sunday paper and save up to $5 on Nivea Q10 products. Nivea Visage Q10, the world's number one best selling anti-aging face care line.
Maximum Strength Zantac works fast on heartburn, but is it fast enough for the world's fastest driver? Zantac is so fast you can take it before a meal to prevent heartburn, or after to quickly relieve tough heartburn. Is that fast enough for the fastest talker?
Sure is. Wouldn't use anything else. Thanks for asking. Gotta go.
The leading prescription can take a day or more to fully work. So if you like speed, try Maximum Strength Zantac 150, the speed you need against heartburn.
Use as directed. Leading prescription, not for occasional heartburn.
This is Al Franken, and want to have breakfast with me and Jay Marvin? Find out how to win on AM760.net.
Yep, you can't win if you don't go sign up. AM760.net. Good morning. High today, 38. Rain and snow, 636, 24 minutes in front of 7 o'clock. Good to have you along here, Jay Marvin, on AM760 Progressive Talks. Hillary Clinton, why is she such a threat to the right wing? Why are they so scared of her? What is it about her that drives them absolutely insane that they can't lay off of her for 5 minutes? And she's only running for re-election as a senator at this particular point. And I guess they already fear her in 08. And even though Russell Feingold would be my first choice, it makes me wonder about her, and it makes me want to take a second look at her, because if she scares them so badly, maybe there's something to her that I just don't know about. One line open at 303-713-7600 during the hour of no power here. Let's go to Spencer in Westminster. Spencer, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. What about yourself?
I'm feeling a little bit better today, but it seems like they're trying to draw attention away from anyone who is an actual candidate. You know, if the more they talk about Hillary Clinton, the less we're going to do is listen and think about, well, maybe we should, instead of actually looking at some of the real candidates that are coming up. If her name's in the paper, their name isn't.
Well, the only declared candidate that I know of, I mean, the only one I've ever heard come out straight out and say, yeah, I'm going to run if I can put the money together and if I can get the organization together, is Joseph Biden. I haven't heard anybody else really come forward and say that they're running for sure. John Kerry said that he'll render a decision at the end of this year as to whether he's going to try again. Everybody else, virtually, we assume they're running, like Mark Warner and Feingold and John Edwards. But, you know, they've been pretty quiet. I mean, they don't really come forward and they don't really say, yeah, you know what, I'm out there and I'm looking for the nomination.
Right. Of course, they may be holding back just because of the fact of them always attacking. Anyone who does present anything is going to be attacked right away. So the later you get in the game, the less you're going to get attacked. But they'll probably use that against them, too.
They sure are scared of her, though. Aren't they scared of her?
I really don't think they are, because it sounds like she's made her position clear that she really doesn't want to. And I think it's, in some ways, I think it's smart that she get more embedded into the politics on the Democratic side and get a real good firm hold before to take the step into the highest point of leadership.
One thing's for sure, she hasn't said that she isn't going to. She just won't comment on it. All she'll say is that she's currently running for re-election as a senator from New York. So she hasn't said either way. And the right wing, the wing nuts, have made a small cottage industry out of going after her every 5 minutes. So they must be scared about something, man. There must be something. She must have something that either their internal polling or something inside of there is scaring the hell out of them. Otherwise, they would blow her off. They treat her like they would, you know, Mark Warner, who they don't say much about, or Russell Feingold, who they don't say much about, or Joseph Biden, whose name never comes up.
Well, maybe that's a good thing for now. But if it continues, like I said, I do think it'll be more of a way to distract us and to take the focus off of anyone else who would be a potential.
Do you view her as being the front runner?
Huh?
Do you view her as being the front runner?
No.
Who do you think the front runner is?
At this point in time, I have no idea. I'm not seriously politically savvy or anything else. You know, I don't read up on it, but my gut feeling and what I get is doesn't go that direction.
All right, man. Hey, appreciate the honesty. Thank you for being on the show.
You're welcome.
Okay, have a good day.
You too, Jay. Bye.
All right. Well, none of us are politically savvy enough to. I mean, I figure she's the front runner. Just by name recognition, I figure she's the front runner. But I could be wrong about that. But I do know that the right wing is, like, on her like crazy. Tammy in Golden. Tammy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Jay.
Hi.
The last time I called in, I was terribly hoarse, and then I heard you go through a terrible cold. I'm glad we're both feeling better.
Yeah, we're back to normal, thank God.
What I was going to say is I think part of the animosity toward Hillary Clinton, first of all, I can't speak for the leadership, but just Joe Average, stems from the role that she took for herself when she was in the White House as the First Lady. After 8 years of Nancy Reagan and 4 years of Barbara Bush, there was a definite perception about what a First Lady should do and kinds of, well, fluffy and child-oriented and home-oriented issues that a First Lady should get into. And then Hillary Clinton dove in and attended all kinds of meetings about health care and presented herself as a co-worker with the president, which was just not to be done as a First Lady. But she was perceived as being too pushy, not knowing her place, getting in the way. She was an unelected official, and so there was this animosity toward her for not knowing what a First Lady should do. And I think that's some baggage that she's going to carry with her, no matter how good her stands and her policies may be.
Think they'll ever elect a woman president?
Well, I'm hoping that the fact that we've had Condoleezza Rice as a Secretary of State has added some credibility to women in top positions. And I find it strangely ironic that the Republicans have led us to that. Yes, I just don't think it's going to be Hillary. I think she would go under the same kinds of attacks that Geraldine Ferraro did with the vice presidency.
Boy, you know, I'm sick of men leading this country. Okay, you know, I got to say it. I'm saying it at 6:42, 18 minutes in front of 7. I'm so sick of men leading this country. I really am. I think it's time for a woman. Now, whether it's Hillary Clinton or not, I don't know. But you know what? I think it's time for a woman.
Well, I definitely think it's time for this country to get past whatever bigoted barrier we have that only white men can be president, and that we have grown up. It's the 21st century, and other national powers have had minority presidents and women leaders, and it's time for us to get our butts in gear as well.
What is it, quick question here before I run out of time. What is it that collectively, at least most people, I haven't had one person here call so far in this first 45 minutes and say, oh, I think she'd be a wonderful choice. I'm behind her 100%. I love her. What is it about her that we don't like?
I think that she's a strong-minded, powerful, strident woman, and those things don't fit together. She's not perceived as ladylike or genteel.
Oh, but I like that. I find that extremely sexy. I find Hillary Clinton to be extremely sexy.
Well, I have a feeling you're in a bit of a minority there, but that's interesting to hear.
I know I am. You know, my first choice is Russell Feingold, but God, stop me in my tracks. I'm being drawn into the Hillary camp. I'm being sucked into the Hillary camp, for God's sakes. Oh, you're the best, Tammy. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. One line open at 303-713-7600. Yeah, we need a strong, opinionated woman to run this country. That's what we need, right? All right, what is it about this woman that people don't like? Or at least the ones who call this show, I haven't had one person call in yet and go, oh, hey, Hillary Clinton? Yeah, uh-huh. I'm absolutely for her. Nobody's called in and said that. There's not one of you out there. Most of you don't back her.
A man gives a woman flowers. What does this mean? He loves me? He's up to something. You each experience a different reaction based on your history. Your beliefs determine how you respond. Your beliefs also determine how you respond to customers, clients, or patients. Let the Impact Institute align your people's beliefs with the goals of the company. The Impact Institute at impactinst.com. Visit for a free gift. Creating impact through people, one person at a time.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Favorite garden center, or log on to richlawn.com for a store near you. For a healthier, greener lawn, apply Colorado-made Richlawn turf food today.
Fiesta. Join AM 760 Progressive Talk for a fiesta at the 19th Annual Cinco de Mayo Festival in Civic Center Park. Saturday and Sunday, May 6th and 7th. Stop by the AM 760 tent and pick up a free bumper sticker. Find all the weekend festivities on am760.net.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-500-1142. That's 1-800-500-1142. 1-800-500-1142.
Good morning, 646, 14 minutes in front of 7 o'clock here on AM 760. Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin along with you. And Rocky's Auto's got that matching down incentive going on right now up to $1,500. And you know what? They've got an extra hour of buying power for you, too. They're now open between 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. These are my friends working out there. There are hard-working folks out there who work long hours and do a good job to make sure that you get the best bang for your buck when it comes to an automobile. They have the largest selection of clean late model cars and vehicles in all of Colorado, and every one of those vehicles is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. And as I said, my friends are working out there, friends like the Alshire brothers, Tom and Marv and Spanky and Colby and Dave and Roger. And there's just a whole squad of people out there, and their primary mission is to make sure that you're taken care of. That's what they're all about. And they're that way 6 days a week, 24 hours a day. So if you're looking to buy another automobile and you want to get the most bang for your buck, the place to go is Rocky's Autos. Check them out on the internet, rockysautos.com. See their TV commercials, which I'm in one again. I just saw it on TV. I don't remember when I filmed this one, but I'm in there again. So they're taking a tremendous chance by putting me on the tube. You can see their TV commercials. Plus, on top of that, you can check out their inventory, pre-qualify for a car loan, and just find out more about Rocky's Autos. And don't forget, once again, too, they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're family-owned and operated, been that way since 1982. Rocky's Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. I can't tell you how much they're my friends. They're just good people. If you're out looking to buy an automobile, the place to go is Rocky's Autos.
Are you a first-time homeowner or looking to purchase a home but have bad credit? Looking to refinance or improve your credit score? Are you a homeowner deep in debt and need to get ahead financially? Register now for the Mortgage Makeovers Roadshow, a free seminar, free lunch, and giveaways with mortgage expert Ken Michaels, host of the Mortgage Makeover Show. Join Ken Michaels Saturday, May 6th from 9 to 2 at the Grand Hyatt Hotel in Denver. Register online at mortgagemakeovers.net or call 877-299-DEBT. That's 877-299-DEBT or at mortgagemakeovers.net.
This is Jimmy Carter. Every 2 seconds, someone in America needs blood. You can help save those lives by becoming a blood donor. Please call the American Red Cross at 1-800-GIVE-LIFE. Together, we can save a life.
Don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
Hey, this is Ed Schultz. Want to have dinner with me and Jay Marvin? Find out how to win on AM760.net.
Big Eddie, he'll be here this afternoon between 1 and 4 here on AM760 Progressive Talk. And you can't win if you don't go to AM760.net and sign up. High today, 38. Rain to snow. Norman Greenbaum. Nice Jewish kid with a Jesus song, right? It's a good song. Maybe we should take this off because somebody will send me an email claiming that we're engaging in a war against Christianity, which isn't the case. All right, we're talking about Hillary Clinton, 303-713-7600. Let's go to Peter in Denver. Peter, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you this fine Monday morning?
Hey, Peter, how are you?
I'm great, thanks. Hey, listen, Hillary Clinton, she's one of the first women candidates that has a real chance with the money that she's accumulated and her history in the Senate and everything. And so maybe it's almost kind of reverse psychology with the Republicans that they pick on her, because maybe they figure if we nominate her, some people may not vote for her simply because she's a woman or because they don't like her for this, that, or the other reason. As you've noted, most of the callers this morning are not in favor of Hillary. And personally, John Kerry would be probably my top candidate and or Russ Feingold. I would not be inclined to vote for Hillary unless, of course, she was nominated. But I almost wonder if there's just some, you know,
kind of reverse psychology thing going on. You know, are we against? I don't want to use the word we. All right, look. The majority of the people who call in, are they against Hillary because she's a woman, or is it because of what she stands for?
Well, I don't know, but personally I can say it's because of what she stands for. I think she's a little too close to the center for comfort. She's always come out and said that she's in favor of the war. As you mentioned before, she advocated more troops as a possible resolution.
Yeah, she did.
And that alone, I mean, I don't know really her whole voting record in the Senate and everything, but I do know that it's a little right to where I am personally. And personally, I love John Kerry's resolution to the end of the war and saying, you know, we've had enough, you people have had enough time to get your government in place, and you've got now you've got a deadline, and you seem to only react to deadlines, so, you know, make it happen. I think he's strong. I voted for him in 2004, and I would likely vote for him again. But Russ Feingold I really like, too. So.
Yeah, me too. Peter, thank you, man. Great call. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay. You bet. Thanks.
Bye. Here's Van in Boulder. Van, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey, Van.
Good moisture. Good moisture.
I'm glad you like it.
Oh, hey, you know, I don't know.
Good for you, man.
I've lived here long enough that, you know, when you go through, you know, dry times when it actually rains, you take joy in it. You know, and it's been so dry down here. We need this water. So, anyway.
I'll accept it.
Yeah. You know, I think it's actually the reason the Republicans hate and fear Hillary, I think, is twofold. You know, Bill and Hillary won an election that was supposed to be the beginning of Republican rule in '92. You know, I mean, if you go back and you think about where you were sitting in 92, everything was lined up for, you know, 94 to happen, for them to take over Congress. And all they would have needed was a Republican in office and handed off to a good VP candidate, and they were there. And here comes Hillary and Bill and, you know, these yokels from Arkansas, and they just messed up the party for 8 years. And then when they got in there, they did a really, really good job. And I think that, you know, upset them initially and set off the, just the furor. I mean, how dare you guys have a strong woman in this partnership who's going to mess with, you know, and try to fix health care? And then the other side of that is that she goes up, she is a carpetbagger up to New York, and not only does she win, in a matter of 4 or 5 years, she's managed to make her seat look unassailable. And I think that is really, really, you know, just irritates and scares them. Because these guys, you know, Bill and Hillary have been a team for a while, and they are an effective team politically. And the other thing is that, and this, I'd vote for and support Hillary just to have Bill in the White House again for a few more years. Because I think that would just hack off the right to no end.
Yeah, I kind of have the same feeling you do, too. You know, we're kind of on the same page on this. You know, because they don't want Bill, they don't want Slick Willie anywhere near 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Oh, yeah. I mean, another year, 8 years of Slick Willie being the international peacekeeper and cleaning up Bush's mess. Because the thing is that he's one of the few politicians in the United States with the clout to actually pull it off. I mean, he'd be like Uber Carter, you know, running around fixing everything.
Yeah, you know what? I don't find your theories to be that far off, man. I really don't.
Yeah, you know, I won't vote for or support her in the primary. I definitely think Russ Feingold is my guy, just because he's been the person that's been brave enough and forthright enough and has enough principle to stand up to these yokels, you know, the Mayberry Machiavellians in the White House right now. And I'd vote for him in the primary, but if she wins the primaries, I'm 100% behind her.
Yeah, me too. All right, Van, thanks, man. Appreciate
all right,
it.
Later.
All right, let's go to Mike in Arvada. Mike, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hey, Mike.
You know, I'm a great admirer of Hillary Clinton. I've admired her ever. I liked her when she was, you know, first lady. I actually, you know, some of the things some of your callers have talked about, I think she's always shown herself to be a very intelligent, resourceful woman. And if it were just me, if she were on the Democratic ticket, I would vote for her without any reservation. But the thing is, I have, you know, and I think I might have mentioned this before, I have a father and two brothers who are very conservative. And their hatred of her is beyond reason. I mean, it has nothing to do with questions of policy. It has nothing to do with...
Is it because she's a woman?
I think that's a factor. It's irrational. I've had conversations with them. They start drumming up, you know, the accusations of lesbianism and stuff like that.
Well, that's because they're sexist, because she's a woman, so they're sexist.
Well, you know, yeah. You know, I agree, and I'm not condoning it. I'm not, you know, by any means, I'm not approving it. None of that. But I'm saying is, if we're going to win the election, we need to at least, I don't know, on some level, we need to at least get these people comfortable with the Democratic candidate. And she's just, as much as I think she's qualified and as comfortable as I would be with her being president of this nation, there's just this polarizing factor that I just don't think it's going to, I don't think she's going to be able to overcome that.
All right, Mike. Thank you, man. Appreciate the call. Thanks so much.
You bet.
Okay, well, maybe it's the fact that she's a woman. Maybe that's what's... Maybe that's what's got a lot of guys bothered. It doesn't bother me. I'm ready for a woman president. We'll continue here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Don't run off.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses,
Open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-774-1451. That's 1-800-774-1451. 1-800-774-1451.
303-534-4900. 303-534-4900. Call now and ask about our $50 off air duct cleaning special.
M760. Not just talk. This is where progressives come to talk. KKZ and Thornton, Denver Boulder. And online at am760.net.
CBS News. I'm Jim Shenevy. Closing arguments get underway in about a half hour in the Zacharias Moussaoui sentencing trial. None too soon for Carrie Lemack. Her mom died on 9/11.
We've had to see human flesh on the ground. We've learned what people look like when they jump from buildings and splat on the ground. It's been awful.
Correspondent Barry Bagnato.
Prosecutors will wrap up an emotional case for execution by arguing that's the only just punishment for a hate-filled Al-Qaeda conspirator who pledges to try to kill Americans anywhere, anytime. Defense lawyers will urge the jury not to make Moussaoui a martyr. They'll remind jurors of the government's own admission that there's no evidence to support Moussaoui's claim that he and convicted shoe bomber Richard Reed worked together on a 9/11 plot.
Deliberations are expected to be underway by this afternoon. It's Ken Lay's day on the stand, the Enron founder's much-anticipated testimony in his fraud and conspiracy trial. CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen.
Jeffrey Skilling was mostly jagged edges and sharp points when he testified. There are a lot more curves, more nuance, more angles with Ken Lay, and I think that makes the job for the attorneys for both defense counsel and prosecutors a lot more difficult.
Saddam Hussein's trial adjourned this morning after a 90-minute session. It will reconvene on May 15th. There's been a wave of car bomb attacks in Baghdad today. At least seven have rocked the capital, killing at least six people and wounding dozens. Correspondent Kimberly Dozier is there.
It's been an eerie scene all across the city today. There's a heavy dust storm, so heavy the cars outside have actually turned on their lights to be able to see. So you've got this red pall cast over the city, and through that we've heard the echoing explosions from the different car bombs coming from different directions and bouncing off all the buildings. One of our camera crews arrived late to a scene, and they were very glad of that because they just missed being hit by a second car bomb going off that was apparently timed to get the rescue workers and the media who were responding.
Gas prices going up another quarter a gallon in the past 2 weeks. The national average price for regular, now $2.91, is hitting students hard.
It kind of hurts. You're like, wow, I've spent almost as much in gas as I did in tuition.
And it's fueling big demand for public transit.
They're taking advantage of convenience whenever they can. They recognize that every gallon they save is real money in their pocket.
David Lee of Connecticut Transit. Buses use gas too, of course, and fares are likely to increase over the long term. New study suggests many breast cancer survivors stop getting mammograms. Correspondent Peter King is with us live. Peter, what's going on?
Well, Jimmy, you'd think they'd want to get checked regularly, but about one in three gradually stop getting those yearly mammograms. The University of Massachusetts researcher says sometimes remission makes survivors complacent. They may also be afraid of finding something wrong and having to go through the whole process again. The American Cancer Society recommends that women over 40 get a mammogram every year. Reporting live, I'm Peter King, CBS News.
And right now, S&P futures running down a point. This is CBS News.
Your beautiful tree attacked by insects, and the damage isn't pretty. So backed by Bayer's 100-plus years of crop science expertise, Bayer Advanced created Tree and Shrub Insect Control with Merit, the only product to protect your tree for a full 12 months without any spraying. Just mix and pour at the trunk, and it's shielded from roots to tops. We don't hate bugs. We just love trees. Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Insect Control. Better science, better results.
It's time to change four at the Goodyear Change Four Tire Sale going on now through April 29th. And when you purchase four selected Goodyear tires, you'll get up to a $40 cash card. Plus, ask how you can double your cash card value up to $80. Hurry, the Goodyear Change Four Tire Sale ends April 29th. Call 1-800-GOODYEAR for the participating retailer near you.
Sale and mail-in rebate offers end April 29th. See participating retailer for complete details. Restrictions apply.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Jose Manuel Pelayo Ortega is expected in court today. He's accused of making a bomb threat on a plane that made an unscheduled stop at DIA. He was arrested Friday after allegedly claiming a bomb was on the plane and tried to open a door on the United Airlines flight from Chicago to Sacramento. He was subdued by passengers and three Secret Service agents on board. A student at Horizon High School in Brighton is killed just hours after attending his prom. 17-year-old Devon Knight was killed when the car he was driving crossed the center lane on 104th Avenue and did collide head-on with another car. His passenger, 17-year-old Tashina Zorn, was injured. Our partners at 9 News talked with friends of Knight after the crash.
You could lose someone that fast. It happens that quick.
The driver of the other car was 23-year-old Jacob Nottage of Westminster. He suffered moderate injuries. Troopers do not believe alcohol or drugs were involved. Grief counselors will be at Horizon High School this morning. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Bailey with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Tim. Wet roads, backsplash, big issues this morning, and snow is falling around the Boulder area, so you might want to give yourself a few extra minutes this morning. Now, on the north end of town, drove a crash working south on I-25 at 120th, so expect some jamming behind that. Once you make your way past, it stays slow down to the turnpike, and we're starting to fill in as you make your way across downtown. I-70 looks pretty good from Wheat Ridge over to Aurora. If you're off to DIA, Pena Boulevard, check and clear at the moment. And eastbound I-270, already crowded from I-76 over towards Vasquez. Around town, the diagonal, Highway 93 and Foothills Parkway, all seeing the usual slow spots, and the turnpike bunching up eastbound between Federal and Pecos. Onto the forecast, rainy and cold. Some areas seeing snow this morning. Highs today near 40. We're at 32 degrees in Boulder. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
If you'd like to save on your next tank of gas, be sure to use your SuperCard when you do your weekly shopping. Accumulate $100 in groceries.
Okay, you're at a party, and the person you've always imagined spending the rest of your life with is actually talking to you. You're not just talking, but you're downright charming. Your stories are funny, your response is witty, your teeth mercifully without spinach flakes. If your next thought is whether your obnoxious roommate or your mother, the mood killer, will be home, well, it might be a good time for your first house. And when that time comes, you've got to make a good choice. Like Amber Homes. Amber Homes has quality houses priced right for first-time buyers. These babies are built solidly from foundation to roof with the kind of quality materials you'd only find in much more expensive homes. So, if it's time to consider that your mom's house might be as sexy as a smelly t-shirt, consider Amber Homes, a higher standard. Clean up with a great deal. Get a free washer and dryer when you buy a home at Aspen Hills or Bonnie View from now until April 30th. Check out amberhomes.com for details.
If you're suffering from thinning hair, I've just got one question for you. Why? I mean, Proceed wants you to try their new powerful formula, risk-free, so you can actually see yourself develop thicker, fuller hair. We're so confident you'll see results after just one application that we're giving you Proceed to try completely risk-free. You just use Proceed one time, and you won't need another application for 3 months. That's right, use it once and forget about it for months. We could tell you about men across America who are enjoying thicker, fuller hair thanks to Proceed, but we want you to see the power of Proceed firsthand. So try it risk-free and get a free bottle of our innovative volumizing shampoo today. You'll see results after your first application, guaranteed. Just call 1-800-492-3423. Face it, with this offer, there's no excuse for thinning hair, because now you can try it completely risk-free. That's 1-800-492-3423. 1-800-492-3423.
You know that other book? It was Klein's book? Amazing.
Yeah, it was taken from all of those books.
I know. It's just amazing stuff. Number one, I'd like to say I would vote for a woman in a heartbeat. I am one of those guys in the world that I've been around long enough that I realize women are a little bit smarter than we are. They tend to put a little bit more thought into decisions. They don't feel like they have to flex their muscles and go blow something up just because they don't like people, you know, that kind of thing. So I would definitely vote for a woman in a heartbeat. I think a lot of this obsession is not necessarily just with Hillary herself, but boy, it's been with the Clintons ever since Bill first showed up on the scene. They were all over him, and they were all over him constantly, and it was just horrible the kind of things that they did to him. And I think, you know, they might have thought they were successful enough that they're going to try the same thing with Hillary, but once Bill got into office, what he did was he showed a lot of people in the world that, you know, we actually, the people that have a little bit of empathy for the people in the world actually have a better way, and things work a little bit better, and if everybody works together, hey, look at this, the economy's going up. Hey, look at this, education's getting better.
Yeah, we had a very large surplus, there's no question about that.
Yeah, and they don't, you know, they don't want anybody to realize that that their way isn't the best way, you know, even though everything's going right down the toilet right now. And that's what the Clintons seem to represent, actually, is that their way isn't the best way. As a matter of fact, their way seems to be the worst way. So, and unfortunately, I'm wondering, you know, like everybody else, almost everybody else has said, Hillary right now wouldn't be my first choice because of the way she has been moving to the center, or as far as I'm concerned, to the right. But I'm just wondering, I have become so cynical recently. I'm just wondering if she isn't doing that just to get elected. Because in the past, the way politics have become is people will say or do anything to get elected, and then they'll go ahead and do their own agenda. And I'm hoping that maybe she still has a liberal agenda hiding underneath all the stuff she's saying, to hoping she can get elected by saying it.
Well, you can contrast her move to the center like John McCain's move to the right.
Yeah, well, like
going,
I said,
you know, going around and you know, making nice with Jerry Falwell.
Oh, that is really frightening, isn't it?
It's pretty, you know, I mean, here's Mr. Straight Talk Express. It is not exactly being as straight as he claims he is.
Well, it almost seems like he's trying to torpedo himself because, you know, I'll tell you what, the Christian right people are going to see through that. They're not going to go, hey, look, I'm McCain's one of us.
Well, you know, listen, hey, they're out there, you know, they're out there. He's out there courting those folks, man, because he knows he needs them to get that vote.
I know he is, but I don't think that they're going to buy it. They're not. You know, they may be able to follow the charismatic evangelical types, but they're not going to believe John McCain when he says it, just like none of us believe him.
You know what? I disagree. I think he's the front runner.
We'll find out.
All right, Vince. Thanks, man.
All right, man. Bye.
One line open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Jason in Denver. Jason, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Doing fine. How about you?
Fine, thank you, sir. I'm a combat veteran. I was in the first Desert Storm, and my pick right now, and I hope that he gets in the mix again, would be Wesley Clark. I'd love to see him. As far as Hillary, if she did win the nomination, I'd vote for her. I'd support any Democrat. That's just I'll vote a straight Democratic ticket, just like I did last time and the time before. The biggest thing that I think with Hillary, the biggest problem that she's going to face is that I just don't think that this country is ready for a woman president. I'm not saying that we couldn't use one. I'm not saying Hillary wouldn't do a good job. I just think that this country is just too chauvinistic, and I just can't see her being elected because of how many people would just vote against a woman. They, regardless of Hillary or whoever it is, and the earlier caller speaking about Condoleezza Rice being some kind of an example, I think that's a pretty sorry example. And I just really don't feel that the country would elect a woman. Not that they wouldn't be completely capable. I just don't see it happening. And I'll support her if she wins the nomination. And deep down inside, I'm almost praying that she doesn't, because I just can't see her winning.
So you don't think it doesn't make any difference who would get the nomination, as long as they're a woman, no chance.
I feel that our country is that way. I'm not saying that as a personal perspective.
Right.
I would vote for a woman, but I just don't see us ever having a woman president because of the mindset of America. I don't think it's anything as far as an individual. I think, unfortunately, I think their abilities and their stances would be brushed aside for the simple fact that they're a woman. And that's a sad thing to say. It's unfortunate that I feel our country's that way, but I really believe that that's the truth behind it.
All right, Jason. Thanks, man. Appreciate the call. Good one. Well, you think that's it? You think that's it? You think this country could never vote for a woman president? Well, never's not the right word. anytime in the near future could not vote for a woman president. Wouldn't make any difference who it was. How about if it was Condoleezza Rice on the Republican side? Could she win? Even though she says she's not going to. She's not going to run. Could she do it? So would people reject Hillary just plainly out of the fact that she's a woman? Would that be the reasoning? Jeff in Arvada. Jeff, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How's it going?
Hey.
I'd vote for Condi in a heartbeat.
Well, then you don't have that problem. So, in other words, a woman wouldn't bother you.
No, actually, she's number one on my list of all the Republicans that are running right now.
But you have to admit, there are a lot of men out there. There are a lot of people out there who would not vote for a woman.
Sure, but if they didn't have a choice, say, Condi, Hillary, then they'd either not vote or vote third party, which may you could probably flip a coin on whether or not that would affect either party. It would depend on what the third party was. But and I think a lot of people might stay home. But I'd campaign like I did for Bush and his father. I'd campaign probably a year out for Condi if she ran. I'm still iffy on whether or not she will. She sounds like, you know, sometimes she sounds like no, there's no way. You know, she's not interested, but and the way they postured her and set her up, it looks like they're preparing her for it. But definitely I would vote for her and campaign for her. But as far as Hillary goes, my side is making a big issue about her because we want her. We want her to run because I'll guarantee you if she does run, she'll be lucky to get the 43% that Clinton got in 92, and she will be way too easy a target.
And what do you base that on? Your intuition? Do you base that on your intuition, or do you have facts to support that?
Well, what are the facts? This is politics. Everything changes from...
Well, so you base it on your intuition, right?
Everybody does. You do. There's no way you could do it.
You know what? I don't have any intuition one way or the other about how she would do.
Oh, I do. And there's reasons for it. Number one is she's never polled positive, ever. Ever. Nationally, she has never polled positive. Her negatives have always outweighed her positives. It's never been any other way. That's one fact, but then... The reality is that she's an easy target. She just is. There is whether or not you want to discount a book because some quotes are not backed. You know, a lot of quotes in that book are, and you know that she's done a lot of stuff. And
but many, but
stuff
even the author himself, even the target. Author himself admits that many of them are not. And sure. To treat something as being a, you know, a quote unquote, you know, well-founded, you know, piece of journalism. When you've got quotes that, you know, you borrowed from other hack sources and that you can't back up,
sure.
And that you weren't there to hear them personally happen,
sure.
I mean, is a little bit shaky.
Well,
I mean, you know, in the Bush books, at least with the Bush quotes, most of those have places where they, you know, where the things were actually said out of news reports.
Well, and there's also books, and I don't have any references, but you know, there are also books where it is hearsay. What's her name? Kitty Kelly. I mean, Kitty Kelly is one of the worst hack jobs ever, and she did 3 days on the Today Show. Jay, I mean, come on.
Well, I don't consider her to be a top-notch journalistic source.
Well, and what I'm saying is that she had 3 mornings in a row on the Today Show, 3 in a row. So it's not like CNN covers a book. Big deal. They're a 24-hour news cycle. That's like something they're filling time with because they have 24 hours to do it. The Today Show, that's big billing. And Kitty Kelly got 3 days in a row to do all kinds of hearsay while Matt Lauer and Katie Kirk sat there and nodded like, oh, that's interesting. Yes. So it goes both ways, Jay, and you know it does. But as far as Hillary goes, her negatives, I can give Clinton what he's got. He polled well. He did. He never got 50% of the vote when it came to Election Day, but he polled well. Hillary never has. That's why we want her to run, because we know we'll beat her.
Well, you know what? That remains to be seen, because there's a lot that goes on between now and 08, and it also depends on who you guys run. And right now, unless things turn around by 08, unless things turn around in 6 months, you're going to have a very, 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 very rough time. Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate the call. One line open at 303-713-7600. All right, do you buy what Jeff is saying? The right wing wants Hillary to run because they think it would be easy to knock her off. 7:17, 17 minutes after 7 a.m., 760, Progressive Talk. Hey, if you want to win that Costa Rica trip, you can't win unless you sign up. Got to go to am760.net. Man, I got to get a winner this morning, and we'll be doing it here shortly on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I got one line open at 303-713-7600. Hillary run, yes or no, and the right wing's preoccupation with Hillary Clinton. And you heard Jeff, who's a conservative caller. He claims his side wants her to run.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is in a free software package from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free software showing you how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-330-1157. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-330-1157. 1-800-330-1157.
And sign up at ColoradoDonorRegistry.org. For more information and to sign up, go to ColoradoDonorRegistry.org.
We haven't exchanged hellos.
You couldn't spot me in a crowd.
I'm not someone you've known for years. But when I get the call,
I will be there for you.
Volunteer to help the Red Cross. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America. Contact your local chapter or visit redcross.org today.
7:20, 20 minutes after 7 o'clock here on AM 760. Progressive Talk. Good morning. Jay Marvin along with you. Hey, why is it when you need to have work done on your home, it's so difficult to find reliable people? This is something that, you know what, I just don't understand. Let me tell you about a great company that can that you can trust implicitly. It's XL Roofing. Their number is 303-761-640. Let me give you the number again. It's 303-761-6400. These guys get it. XL doesn't ask for any money until the job is done and you're happy. That's the way all contractors should operate. It's hard to get ripped off when you don't have to give cash up front. These guys offer some of the very most progressive products, like shingles that absorb less heat. These shingles will help reduce the heat island effect in our community and will keep your house cooler in the summer. How about a solar-powered attic fan? A solar-powered attic fan or a solar tube that provides free light in your house. You know what? When my buddy Tom Martino needed a roof, he used XL Roofing, so they must know what they're doing. If you're putting a new roof on Tom Martino's house, you better get it right. So get off your half moons and call XL. Their number again is 303-761-6400. Or go to their website, xlroofing.com.
Okay, turn left on Washington.
Uh-huh.
And then another left on the corner of Sweet and Hibbidibbidibbidibbidibbidibbidibbidibbidibbidibbidibbidibbidibbidibbidibbidibbidibbidibbidibbidibbidibbidibbidibbidibbidibbidibbidibbidibbidibbidibbidibbidibbidibbidibbidibbidibbidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibidibid smooth and hibbidi-bidi-bidi-bidi. Are you sure that's what the directions say?
Yeah, sweetheart. I grabbed them right off the printer.
What you print matters. Avoid smears, streaks, and blotches. Insist on only original HP ink cartridges. Vibrant, precise, reliable. Trust everything you print to original HP inks.
Let me see that. You see here, that's not Schwab and habibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibib
you?
Original HB inks. Print. Don't reprint.
Yeah, yeah. You know, we should be there in no time. It's right past. And pizza.
Brilliantly simple. HP.
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and get ready to join AM 760 Progressive Talk for the second annual Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate Women's Only 8K.
8K. Registration begins at $35.
With portions of the proceeds benefiting Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Denver,
as well as the gathering place.
Log on to am760.net. It's the Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate 8K with AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Crank up some stones there, Mr. Turk. 7:23, 23 minutes after 7. Good morning. High today, 38, rain and snow. Jay Marvin along with you, talking about Hillary Clinton. We'll talk to Jay Fawcett, congressional candidate down in Colorado Springs, coming up at 8 o'clock. And right now we're talking about Hillary Clinton and about why it is the right wing seems to be so bothered by her. All right, let's get back on the phones here, and we go to Jenny in Fort Collins. Jenny, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. Listen, I would vote for Hillary in a heartbeat. I even wrote her a letter months ago telling her that. You know, the Republicans, this is what we have. Our country's in debt. We have wars, low wages, no health care, high drug prices, high gas prices, no help for the people. Is this what people want for another 8 years? You know, it doesn't matter who's running on the Democratic Party. I would vote for them. If Minnie Mouse was running.
Well, I would. I listen, whoever ends up being the Democratic nominee, I'm definitely on board. And I'm definitely going to, you know, vote for him. There's no question. I'll always vote for a Democrat before I'll vote for anybody else.
Right. Remember that guy that said that, I don't know who he was, that politician or whatever, that said we should have sent more troops over there? I don't know his name, but he either got fired or he quit. Or
General Shinseki?
I don't remember. But anyway, she said that right after he did. And so how come it's okay for him to say that and not her? You know, we
because the White House has a habit of punishing those who try to dissent, and Shinseki dissented and got punished for it, and they can't really punish Hillary Clinton for saying it.
Yeah, right. So if we can have a president that's half crazy, that's got ADHD, dyslexia, can't even put a sentence together, I mean, this is all right. But we can't have a woman president. I mean, that sounds crazy. So you know where people's heads are at. You know, they can't accept a woman to be president. They got to look at themselves and ask themselves why. Because it's within them, not her. You know, there's a problem with how they look at things.
Well, does she have too much baggage to overcome to make it to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue?
I don't see where she's got so much baggage. I mean, I wouldn't vote for Condoleezza Rice because of what she's been standing up for so far in the Republican Party. I mean, she's been up there just... He lies and she swears to it. Who the hell wants a president like that? I mean, who cares for a party that's going to do all the things that these Republicans have been doing, whether even if they were Democrats, I wouldn't like it. I mean, look at the list of the things that these Republicans have been doing. Who the hell wants them in office again? We'll all be starving. We'll all be doing a minimum wage. I mean, it's crazy. Why would the people want another president like Bush?
I don't know. I don't know how in the world anybody. I mean, I saw a guy yesterday with a George W. Bush sticker on his car. I don't know how anybody could even have a Bush sticker on his car, or anybody can even admit to you know, to campaigning or supporting George W. Bush, as Jeff in Arvada did. I didn't cross-examine him about it, but I just can't imagine. With his disgraceful record, how anybody can imagine backing this guy. Thank you, Jenny. I appreciate the call.
Thank you, Jay.
Okay,
bye
take
bye.
Care. Let's go to Mark in Colorado Springs. Mark, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How you doing?
Hey, Mark, how are you?
Good. I would vote for Hillary. I love Hillary. I sometimes use all these statistics that I've heard throughout my life about single mothers raising this family and how fathers are missing, so you're telling me that women are not just as capable of running this show is unbelievable. But some months ago, Dick Morris was speaking on the other show, the other guy's show, and about Hillary and Condoleezza Rice. When your caller called in about Condoleezza Rice, that's what really made me call. And Dick Morris was saying, well, Condoleezza Rice is the best person they have right now, and that's why he's trying to push her to run. But Dick Morris strictly starts speaking of the race factor in voting for Condoleezza Rice. And see, that's the Republicans' problem. That's the Republicans' problem when they try to put an African American face on their candidacy. When they tried to get Colin Powell to run, it was strictly based on because he was black. Yes, he's qualified, but for the Republican Party, it's because he's black. When Barack Obama ran in Indiana, they got an outsider. Who's the outsider? Alan Keyes. But I can remember when Alan Keyes ran for this country, talk radio, when I first heard the word electability was out of Rush Limbaugh's mouth, he didn't have any electability, but he was clearly the smarter, the more intelligent candidate that the Republicans had.
Well, you know, that was in Illinois with Barack Obama, and I was
right,
there.
Right.
I was there during that election, and Barack Obama made a fool out of Alan Keyes. But you know what? More important, Alan Keyes made a fool out of himself.
Well, yeah. But with Condoleezza Rice and Hillary, Dick Morris was saying that if the Republican Party can get her to run, then the African-American people will see that there's no ceiling on their achievement in this country. And then Mike made a comment about the vice presidency pick. I said, well, this is a different, and I called it, well, this is a different, this will be a different type of our election in 2008 where the VP would come into play, because if Condoleezza runs, she has to get someone to look like Dick Cheney or Karl Rove as her VP, so the grassroots Republicans, the true knuckleheads out there, would support her candidacy. So that's her problem, because the African-American people will not vote for Condi, because when Condoleezza Rice, when Katrina hit in New Orleans, Condoleezza Rice was reported to be in New York buying shoes. And she is strictly the face where the Republican Party need an African-American face, and that's how she went from one position to Colin Powell's position, and she hadn't done anything at all. So this guy's issue that he called about Condi was strictly that we have people out here that won't vote, strictly party line. I don't care if they put the, well, it's clear that the Republican Party has a dog catcher for president now. I don't care if they put the dog catcher up. It really wouldn't matter. And that's not the base that any Democrat or Republican, I mean, any Democrat should worry about. Because we have our side and they have their side. We just have to deal with the people that aren't voting. And, you know, and I think that's a bigger issue. And I do think Hillary will appeal to the people that are sitting on the fence. I really believe that she will.
You think she can appeal to swing voters?
Yes. Why not? Because swing voters vote on issues. They don't vote. It's clear that swing voters do not vote based on whether the person's, I think, my opinion, whether they're black and white, because all I've ever, or male or female, because all I've ever heard with the issues of swing voters was that they have issues that they're dealing with. The middle class, you know, and, well, everyone has issues that they're dealing with, but they have strict issues that they're dealing with. And
do you think this country is ready for a woman president?
Of course she is. Of course we are. I don't see a difference. I don't see whether we're ready for a woman president or we're going to stick to a white male president, or we're ready for a black president. We need a competent president. But I think for a woman, I think 2008 is a woman's time, Jay. I really believe that this 21st century belongs to the women. And I think it's about time that these ladies step up.
All right. Hey, thank you, man. Appreciate the call. Thanks, Mark. Okay. All right. Well, is it time for a woman in 2008? 303-713-7600, one line open here on AM 760. Progressive Talk. Is it time for a woman to step up and become president of the United States? What about a ticket between, what about a race between Condi and Hillary? Who would win that one? But, man, you know, the right wing just, as I started this out, the right wing just, you know, hates the Clintons and hates Hillary Clinton. Why? Why do they hate them so much? And Jeff said, well, from Arvada, our only conservative caller, well, we want her to run because we know we can beat her. But it doesn't seem like that to me. It seems like to me that they're on her all the time because they're scared of her to run. They don't want her to run. All right, it's 7:31, 29 minutes in front of 8 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a look at progressive traffic now. We'll check it out with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. The good news is crews have cleared a crash southbound I-25 at 120th. We're still busy as you make your way down towards the Turnpike, and we're bunching up across downtown and sluggish in both directions through T-Rex. Now, southbound 225, slow go for you from Parker Road into the Tech Center. And if you're headed in from Lakewood, eastbound 6th Avenue, seeing a busy ride from Sheridan on over. Now, around town, snow is falling around the Boulder area, so that's adding to your jams this morning on the diagonal Foothills Parkway and Highway 93. Turnpike bunching up eastbound from Federal to Pecos. Westbounders seeing a slow ride as you make your way from McCaslin over towards Table Mesa. Now, onto the forecast, rain.
Why is Kaito Gold the only weight loss supplement I believe in? Because it contains chitosan fiber to reduce dietary fat, nopal cactus to help metabolize carbs and sugars to prevent highs and lows that impede weight loss, hootia, a natural appetite suppressant, and green tea extract to stimulate your fat-burning process. Add to that vitamins, and you get the picture. Get the encouragement you need. Here's a kickstart special. Buy 3 bottles, get 3 bottles free with free shipping. 1-877-500-DIET or 877-500-DIET.com.
DeVolin Civic Center Park.
Park.
Saturday and Sunday, May 6th and 7th. Stop by the AM 760 tent and pick up a free bumper sticker. Find all the weekend festivities on AM760.net.
Now you'll have to replace that window. What about that old, ugly patio door? Now's the time to replace your windows and doors. Pella Windows and Doors is having a Windows Your Way sale. $500 off any installed Designer Series patio door with the purchase of four installed Architect Series or Designer Series windows. Pella's number one brand, professionally installed, beautiful, affordable doors and windows. For a free home appointment, call 866-635-5281 or visit Pella.com.
When it's time for a new roof, that's the only number you need. If your home needs a new roof this year, call Excel Roofing, Denver's most trusted roofer. We make it so easy. Your Excel Roofing project manager will take care of your job from start to finish. Excel Roofing has set the standard with our no payment until the job is finished and you are satisfied policy. Don't pay anyone in advance. This is the only way to have work done on your home. Call us today for a free in-home estimate at 303-761-6400. Excel is the original roofer on Tom Martino's referral list. When Tom Martino needed a new roof, he used Excel Roofing. You should do the same. Call us at 303-761-6400 or check us on the web at excelroofing.com.
Excel Roofing, we're on top of it.
Are you a first-time homeowner or looking to purchase a home but have bad credit? Looking to refinance or improve your credit score? Are you a homeowner deep in debt and need to get ahead financially? Register now for the Mortgage Makeovers Roadshow, a free seminar, free lunch, and giveaways with mortgage expert Ken Michaels, host of the Mortgage Makeover Show. Join Ken Michaels Saturday, May 6th from 9 to 2 at the Grand Hyatt Hotel in Denver. Register online at mortgagemakeovers.net or call 877-299-DEBT. That's 877-299-DEBT or at mortgagemakeovers.net.
The following contains the naked truth on car shopping and incredible savings. Listener attention is advised.
Now at AutoSmart, you can save thousands on a barely pre-driven vehicle. Get a low-mileage 05 or 06 model still under factory warranty, plus top dollar for your trade-in and on-the-spot financing. Why buy new when you can buy AutoSmart, Denver's largest program vehicle outlet on Smith Road? Check their newspaper ad, buyautosmart.com, or call 303-321-7991. Be smart. Buy AutoSmart. Best prices guaranteed.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Thank you there, Al. 735, 25 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Good morning. It's winter time again. High today, 38. Rain or snow most of the day, and it's cloudy out there and looks wet to me. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Can't win that trip to Costa Rica unless you sign up, so sign up now at am760.net. One line open at 303-713-7600. We're tossing around the whole Hillary question here about Hillary Clinton, why the right wing seems to hate her. Also, are we ready for a woman president in this country? You know, could Hillary wage a successful campaign in 08, and could she win? Are we ready for a female president? Here's Billy on I-25. Billy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How you doing today, sir?
Hi, Bill.
Hi. So this is my thing. Now, let me tell you in the beginning, I am one of those conservatives that doesn't like Hillary. I don't hate her. That's pretty strong to say. I don't think on her that much. I just would never support her. The way I see it playing out personally is you'll have Hillary and Condi, although Condi has now said that she will not run. I think the both of them will run. I think Hillary very easily can pick up her party's candidacy. I don't believe Condi can. What I see happening is Hillary will pick up the Democratic ticket. Condi will not, yet she will be turned around and picked up as a vice presidential ticket, thereby pushing whoever has the presidential ticket through office. I mean, they got a woman, we got a woman type thing. Should that be the deciding factor on somebody? No. You know, I think Condoleezza Rice is a smart girl. I think she's probably one of the smarter people in the Bush administration. But I just don't think either one of them could ever win, at least at this point in time, the popular vote.
Why? You don't think we're ready for a woman? Would that be the reason?
You know, I think in a lot of ways that is the reason. You know, we got to remember what Ferraro, however you say her name, ran as a vice presidential ticket, you know, years ago. That didn't go. I think a lot of people, be it rightly based or not, I don't think it is, but I think a lot of people have issues with a woman being in the White House, at least at the main seat. And I think that will, we need to break the ground first. Vice presidential seat, you know, kind of get the idea out there, get people rolling on it, and then we can move.
I wonder what issues do you think that that people would have with a woman as president of the United States? What issues out there would because I've thought about this. I can't think of anything that would really bother me about a woman being president. I don't know what issues there would be. What issues would there be?
You know, there's, again, I'd have to speak for those because, again, I have no real issue with it myself. But there's enough people out there that don't think women can do their taxes. You know what I mean? There are just some stupid people out there that don't think. And I think those are the people, I think there's enough of them, unfortunately, that would, especially when you look at how close the races have been in the past, I think there's enough people that would have that happen. So.
All right, well, maybe they got to start as vice presidents, but, I just don't.
My problem is we shouldn't ever vote for anybody because they're a woman. We should never vote for somebody because they're a man. We should never vote for somebody because they're black or for their white. We should vote for them on the politics, on the issues, on the topic, and that's it. I think there's people that don't do that. I know there's large people that don't do that, but that should be the deciding factor.
Yeah, I agree. You shouldn't. Yeah, sex, race, or color shouldn't. You know, and that stuff shouldn't make any make any difference at all. Billy, thank you, man. Appreciate it. Have a good day.
You too.
All right. I think he's right about that. I mean, I don't think that. I don't think you should vote, based on that as a criteria. You should based on what they stand for, and what they what you think that they believe in, and if it closely fits your beliefs. And then if your candidate in the primary system doesn't make it, then you unite behind the choice of the party. I mean, that's the way that. That's the way that things should work. Here's Naomi in Denver. Naomi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, I just wanted to say that I would vote for Hillary in a heartbeat. I think she is the smartest person in the world. For right now, she was a Yaley. She ran, she was the lawyer in the Nixon Watergate stuff.
Yeah, that's true. She was.
And she had to have something to show those people for them to choose her for the Watergate. When she went and she got all of those things for the healthcare stuff, she got people to work for her. She knows how to get people around her, rally around her, and really get in there and fight. I think she's too strong for people right now. I really...
What, too outspoken?
No, I think they're afraid of her because of the strength. You know, fear is the greatest emotion. It's even greater, I think, than love sometimes. But I think they fear her. I think that's why they got Clinton. They feared Clinton, and they had to put him down. The biggest thing is the fear. And I think that she will do the greatest job. She has my vote in the caucus, whatever. I'm just going to go for Hillary Clinton. However, I think what they're setting her up to be in the Democratic Party is the vice presidential candidate.
Who would be the front runner? Who would be the president? Who would be the first on the ticket?
You know who I'd like to see, and this is strange. I would like to see Edwards.
I don't know.
He has the fight, the youth, and then she would bring in the older knowledge, wisdom. I think he would be the fight, the fire. I know that it's strange, but I think Hillary Clinton will be fantastic. And then people will also say, wow, she's got a lot of, knowledge. Her husband's backing her, et cetera, et cetera. I think it'd be great.
All right. Hey, thank you, Naomi. Appreciate the call.
Uh-huh. Bye.
What about Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama? How does that strike you? Let's go to Oh, we can't. Oh, you want to take a break here? All right. Well, then we'll take some more calls. One line open at 303-713-7600. Okay, what about Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama? Of course, that's not geographically a smart pick, I guess. But wouldn't be too bad on one, I don't think. 7:43, 17 minutes in front of 8 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Don't forget, you want to win that trip to Costa Rica. Get in on some of those other valuable prizes. You got to sign up, am760.net. Do it right now.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
We're starting to see some trouble as more people head out to the highways, and we're dealing with wet roads, backsplash, and it is snowing around the Boulder area, so you want to give yourself a few extra minutes. Now, on the north end of town, south on I-25, have a crash working at 120th, so expect delays behind that. Once you make your way past, it's going to stay slow down to the turnpike. We're filling in across downtown and now dealing with a right-lane stall, south on I-25 at Hampton. Now, I-70, a little sluggish from Pecos to Brighton Boulevard. If you're headed eastbound, south on 225, slows from Parker Road into the Tech Center, and eastbound I-270, looking at brake lights between I-70 and Vasquez. Turnpike now bunching up eastbound between Federal and Pecos. Onto the forecast, rainy, some areas seeing snow, but it's cold out there today. Highs only near 40, we're at 35 degrees in Denver. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
From face-off to tip-off, Altitude Sports and Entertainment is your home for the NBA and NHL playoffs. Don't miss a second of the excitement on Altitude as the Avalanche and Nuggets begin their quest to be crowned their sports best. Only on Altitude Sports and Entertainment.
With gas prices going through the roof, alternatives are being discussed. He goes out and he buys a Ford F-250 truck, and he converts the engine so it will take straight vegetable oil, waste vegetable oil. He is in studio with us here.
How's the engine run on this stuff?
Quieter, cleaner, and it smells like either sushi or fine Italian food.
Ed Schultz.
I don't think I could drive that. I'd be 250 more pounds.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The initial window testing program was not completed because the program ran out of money. Thermal Advantage will take out all your old existing windows and install brand new state-of-the-art windows. Thermal Advantage is looking to prove that these new windows will save homeowners 50% on their energy bills. They realize that there will be more homeowners wanting to get in on the program than there will be availability. So call right away. Thermal Advantage, 303-487-6880. 303-487-6880.
Good morning, 7:45, 50 minutes away from 8 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Thanks for being part of the program here this morning. You know what? I envision a day, at least I hope there's a day that comes, that we're all weaned off of oil and fossil fuels. But until that day comes, we need automobiles. There's no question about it. And if you need a car, the last thing you want to do is get taken to the cleaners. What you want to do is get the most bang for your buck. And that's why I recommend my friends at Rocky's Autos, and they are my friends. Rocky's Autos, with their matching down incentive, up to $1,500. So you put $1,500 down, and they'll put $1,500 down, and you've got $3,000 down to put down on the largest selection of clean, late model vehicles along the front range, over 500 on the lot. And every car is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care. 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. They'll show you Carfax. Most places will charge you for that information. They'll give it to you absolutely free, and it'll tell you everything you need to know about the car you're about ready to buy. Rockies is family-owned and operated. Been that way since 1982, going on about 25 years of business. And they're open Monday through Saturday, new hours, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. One extra hour there of summertime Rockies shopping power. Rockies Autos, get out there and see my friend Tom and Marvell, Shear, Spanky, or any of the gang, Gerard Menard, or any of the folks out there at Rockies, because they work very, very hard to take care of you. And you know what? You can also check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com. Pre-qualify for a car loan. See the television ads, which I think I'm running on some TV ads. Oh, have you seen some, Turk? Am I running on some? Oh, I guess I am running some on those again. And I've got some coming up with Gunny Bob from KOA. Who we don't agree on, you know, politics, but that's okay. You don't have to. Where was I about Rockies? Oh, yeah, okay. So you go to RockiesAutos.com, and you can look at the inventory and read their business philosophy and get to know them a little bit better, or do what I do. And I'm out there all the time, so I'll probably bump into you. Just come on out to Rockies. They're located at one convenient location, corner of 63rd and Federal. Big sign there. You can't miss it. Just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. That's Rockies Autos.
Well, you can tell your feet to stay right in your seat.
A server's gonna bring it to your car. And you can tell your tongue, wanna have some fun. Cause Applebee's is ready when you are. Car side to go, car side to go. In case you didn't understand, you call up Applebee's, you order what you please, and dinner's going home in your sedan.
Participating locations.
I'm here with two adorable five-year-olds.
Hi.
Chances are that one of them doesn't get the calcium they need for optimal bone growth. In fact, 50% of kids don't get enough calcium. That's why Nesquik is one of the best choices you can make for your kids.
Wow, Nesquik? Can I have a glass?
Specially fortified with vitamins, minerals, and 33% more calcium than milk alone. It's the delicious way to help them get what they need. Nestle Nesquik, helping build strong bones for life.
Go online searching for the best deal on hotel rooms, and there's always this nagging feeling that there's a better deal out there. We get it. We're Hotwire.com, and we guarantee the lowest prices on 3- and 4-star hotels. How do we do it? Hotwire.com has exclusive deals with 3- and 4-star hotels. When they have unsold hotel rooms, they give them to Hotwire.com, and we give them to you at prices lower than any other travel site. Guaranteed. Like 4 stars in Chicago, Travelocity price $169, Hotwire.com price just $88. Or 4 stars in San Francisco, Orbitz price $205, Hotwire.com price just $113. So trade in that nagging feeling that you could have gotten a better deal and log on to Hotwire.com. Because at Hotwire.com, we think you should have your pillow mint and eat it too. Hotwire.com. 4-star luxury, 2-star prices. Log on to Hotwire.com today and get a 4-star hotel in Cherry Creek from just $87 a night. Hotels on Hotwire.com disclosed only after booking. All bookings are final. Details on site.
Jamming it to the GOP.
Because they're jamming it to us.
J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Boy, speaking of jamming it to the GOP, pick up the current issue of Rolling Stone magazine about George W. Bush being the worst president ever, and we hope to have the author of that article on this week sometime. 7:50, 10 minutes away from 8 o'clock here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, high today, 38, rain to snow, and we're talking about Hillary. Haven't talked about Hillary here for the last couple hours, and why she's so polarizing and your feelings about her. Here's Eric in Denver. Eric, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how's it going?
Hi, Eric.
Just let's start off. I'm that guy you met at the car wash that one day with my little baby daughter.
Oh, hey, how are you, man? I remember you, sure.
Hey, right on. Hey, getting on to Hillary, though. You know, I think this country will be ready for a woman president, but I think in such a crucial election coming up, this is not the time to test that.
Hmm.
You know, I think we really, I mean, the guy that I saw on Bill Maher the other day that I'm really hoping for that we really should start pushing is Biden.
Yeah, I've seen him speak live. I'm just not sure how much chance he really has. I mean, you know, he tried it once before and got caught in a plagiarism deal with his speech and had to drop out. I'm not so sure if he can raise the money and get it going. And he's one of the few Democrats who's come forward and said he's openly going to try to get it.
Yeah, but what scares me is even though Bush's approval rating is so low, that these people that are willing to make a shift, that all of a sudden if you put a woman up against them, that they might just shift back the other way just because that they're not the people ready to be ruled by a woman. I mean, you got this whole religious right thing, and it just scares me with the whole Clinton, you know, getting it out with Monica Lewinsky in the Oval Office, that this whole situation is going to come back into play again, and they're just going to go after both.
Well, let me try something a little different on you here. How about would you say right now is the worst shape this country's ever been in? I mean, with a huge deficit.
By far. And that article in Rolling Stone was great.
Yeah, it was great, wasn't it? So if we're in such terrible shape, if our backs are against the wall, and if things are so desperate, wouldn't now be the time to think out of the box?
No, not at all.
Now
is not the time to test the theory that we're ready for a woman president. I strongly believe that. We have to just let's get this administration back. We need to put it into the Democrats' hands. And it's not the time to test. If we lose this next election, then all of a sudden the headlines are going to be, well, I guess America's not ready for a woman. You know, I don't think we should be testing. With the shape this country's in right now, we don't need to test that theory. We need to back somebody who's going to get in there and just start smoothing some things over and get us back on track.
All right, so for you, Biden's the man.
I think so. I mean, I like Hillary Clinton a lot. You know, I think she'd be great, but I just don't think that this is the time. especially after coming out of the Clinton administration into the Bush administration, it's just like, I can see Republicans, oh, we're going to go right back to that.
Yeah, well, right back to that wasn't such a bad deal. We had a record surplus. We had great employment.
I agree. I agree. But look at what the right-wing media did. They just hounded that couple. They just drove them into the ground. It just scares me. I don't think that now is the time. We really need to find somebody else. I don't think we should test that theory at this moment in time, and with the way our country's going.
All right, Eric. Good to hear your voice, man. And it was a real pleasure to meet you too.
Right on.
Take care, man.
You too, Jay.
All right.
Bye.
All right. Well, maybe now's not the time. Although Alan in Littleton says hell yes to Hillary. Alan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How you doing?
Hi, Alan.
I think this really is the time for a woman president. I mean, I'll try and make it quick, but if you listen to the rest of your women callers, they're going to be in support for her, and you shouldn't discount the women vote, you know?
Well, you need the women vote big time.
Yeah, well, every woman that's called is in support of her. It is time for a turnaround. No one. I'm sick and tired of Bush, and it's like everyone wants Clinton back in, and they're going to associate Hillary with the prosperity that we had.
So you think it's time to go for Hillary?
Yes, and you know, last point before I let you go is like, why wouldn't she run? She's going to go down in the history books as the first woman to ever run for a president, and I'll support her. I'll vote for her.
Wait, what about Eric's contention though that now's not the time to be experimenting, and that the country's just not ready for a woman president?
She's not an experiment. She's got the experience and she's got the backing, and I think it is time. You know, society needs to accept this sort of thing, and she's not no dummy. I mean, like the other caller said about Condoleezza Rice. Well, she's an extremely smart woman too, but I think she's a Bush puppet. So, I'll support her.
All right, Alan. Thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
Thanks, Jay.
All right, one line open at 303-713-7600. Watch this. Oh, I've always wanted to do that on the air, and I just did it. I sneezed. Boy, there's another one. Boy, that felt good. That felt good. All right, let's go to Melanie in Denver. Melanie, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Melanie.
I was going to say I'm glad you're feeling better, but now I'm not so sure.
No, just a little, just a couple of sneezes.
Anyway, I don't agree with Eric. I think that thinking outside the box is always the right thing to do, because that's when you start to see change. And given this current administration, there isn't anybody that I can't come up with a combination of anybody that could do worse than what we have right now, whether it's female or male or whatever, a chimp. I mean, it just, as far as Hillary, she does have the credentials to do the job, and she's a doer. She's not somebody that's going to get into office and sit back and twiddle her thumbs and not know how to proceed. She's a doer, she's a thinker, and I don't see how anybody can go wrong with that. We can't do any worse than what we have right now.
Is she too polarizing?
She's polarizing, but I don't understand why. I mean, I've talked about issues with people around me in my world and trying to figure out, you know, they tell me why she's polarizing, and I don't get it. It's like, okay, so what? Yeah, so what?
See, I don't see her as being polarizing, but people say she's polarizing.
I see her as a competent woman who could do this job. And yeah, I mean, I should probably make some mistakes. Who doesn't? Which president out there didn't make a mistake? However, she's not completely corrupt like what we have right now. And she's, like I said, she's a doer and a thinker. And we're not going to – I think now is the time to really make a big change. And I think there's a lot of people out there like myself that no matter who is in, whoever the candidate is, that's who I'm voting for.
Yeah, we definitely, definitely want change. We definitely need change. Melanie,
yes.
Thank you. Great call.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Let's see if we can squeeze Mary in here very quickly. Mary, you're on. Go. Let's see. Wait. There we go, Mary. Mary,
hi,
go.
Jay.
You got about a minute.
Yes. Hi, Jay. Love your show.
Thanks.
The ticket I want to see for the Democrats is Hillary Clinton and Diana DeGette.
Ooh, I like that.
That's who I want to see. Diana has, I'm so proud of her. She has just fought for the average Coloradan like crazy.
Yep.
And that's what I want to see. That's who I'd vote for, my husband would vote for. That's who I want to see.
Well, Diana DeGette is my congresswoman. I'm very proud to have her. I really like her a lot.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I think she is absolutely the best. Mary, thank you. Thank you so much for being part of the show this morning.
Absolutely.
Okay, take care. Okay.
Bye.
All right, coming up next, we're going to talk to Jay Fawcett, who's running for Congress down in Colorado Springs. He's got a very interesting uphill battle down there. Then, the immigration issue as a wedge issue. That appeared in one of the op-ed columns over the weekend in the Denver Post. And
Everyone listens to two radio stations, WIIFM, What's in It for Me, and MMFIAM, Make Me Feel Important About Myself. These two frequencies tune people in to what you say. Let us teach the employees in your company who talk to customers, clients, or patients how to connect with them the first time. The Impact Institute at impactinst.com. Visit for a free gift. Creating impact through people, one person at a time.
Shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-500-1142. That's 1-800-500-1142. 1-800-500-1142.
The initial window testing program was not completed because the program ran out of money. Thermal Advantage will take out all your old existing windows and install brand new state-of-the-art windows. Thermal Advantage is looking to prove that these new windows will save homeowners 50% on their energy bills. They realize that there will be more homeowners wanting to get in on the program than there will be availability. So call right away. Thermal Advantage, 303-487-6880.
303-487-6880. Hey, Marvin.
Al Franken.
Ed Schultz.
Randy Rowe.
The Majority Report.
This is AM 760.
Progressive Talk.
KKZN. 410 Denver Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News. I'm Jim Shenevy. Drivers are crying uncle.
Gotta bring it down, man. Can't pay my bills.
Up a quarter in just the past 2 weeks, the national average gas price just pennies below the $3 mark. It's hitting everyone hard, some who already have enough troubles.
This is a huge issue for many New Orleanians who evacuated the city but are still living in the state. Thousands of them drive into New Orleans every day, an hour and a half in their car, logging more miles than ever before as they come back for work or to work on their hurricane-ravaged homes. The record-high gas prices are just one more frustration in the Katrina aftermath.
WWL reporter Dave Cohen. Now to Dallas and other gas pains deep in the heart of oil country. KRLD's BJ Austin.
Service stations in spotty locations around Dallas-Fort Worth are out of gas. Ed Onert, former oil company executive, says three Gulf Coast refineries damaged by hurricanes Katrina and Rita are still limping along.
Furthermore, the large BP refinery at Texas City that was closed down after an explosion and fire in March has just now come back on stream.
He says it's the annual switch to the summer blend, this year with ethanol, also in short supply. A perfect storm for problems at the pump.
The Karius Musali sentencing trial is resumed. Closing arguments underway.
I'm sure it's going to be extremely emotional and extremely sad.
Stephanie Holland Brodney, her mom died on 9/11. Correspondent Barry Bagnato is covering the trial.
Jurors have seen shocking videos of desperate World Trade Center victims jumping to horrible deaths. They've heard recorded cries from United Flight 93 of a crew member begging for his life, of passengers heroically rebelling. And they've seen 9/11 victims and relatives on the witness stand, some who favor executing Musawi, some who oppose it.
Jury deliberation should begin later today. Well, last week it was Jeff Skilling. Today it's Ken Lay, the founder of Enron, taking the stand in his fraud and conspiracy trial. CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen.
Like Skilling, Lay is walking a tightrope. He can't appear to be an out-of-touch chairman. No one's going to buy that after he was the face of Enron. But he also can't appear to be a micromanager either, because that would put him in a position to know about the fraud at the company.
A 12-year-old District Heights, Maryland boy being held in the deaths of another boy, age 6, and a 31-year-old woman. Police think it was a domestic dispute. The suspect related to the victims, police spokeswoman Jerisma Mack.
Frightening. It's just frightening, to say the least.
And neighbors say the 12-year-old had a violent temper. Turn off that television set. It's TV Turn Off Week, the 11th annual. Robert Keston says it's for your own good.
American males, 71% are now overweight. Females, 61%. Children, 33.3%. All of that dovetails perfectly with the development of home entertainment.
Keston with the TV Turnoff Network. He doesn't hate TV, he says, but there are other things like reading, exercising, and conversation. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 33. This is CBS News.
Where do you want to be?
I'll bet you a dollar if we look on Remax.com, we'll just find Remax listings.
I bet you're wrong.
Okay, let's see. Remax, somebody else, somebody else.
Looks like all the listings to me.
Why would Remax do that?
To give us consumers what we want.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, way cool.
Just like you.
Yeah, thanks, but you still owe me a dollar.
Find your perfect place. It's easier than ever at Remax.com. Nobody sells more real estate than Remax. Each office independently owned and operated.
There are infinite dynamics in business. There's the every customer is a repeat customer dynamic. Or the pleased to meet you and here's how we can help you dynamic. Or the customer is always right, even when you know they're wrong dynamic. And to help you master such dynamics, there's Microsoft Dynamics. Software solutions that are specially designed to improve your customer relationship, financial, and supply chain management. To find out more, visit Microsoft.com/Microsoft Dynamics.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. The 55-year-old woman was asleep in bed early this morning when a Chevy Blazer slammed into her home. Aurora police say she was taken to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. Police say an officer pulled the Blazer over just before midnight in the Del Mar area, but as the officer approached the truck, the driver sped away. The officer ended a short chase because of safety concerns, but later came upon the truck inside the house at 11th and Vaughn Street. Police are still looking for the suspect who ran from the scene when police arrived. University of Colorado President Hank Brown wants to shift some power from the Board of Regents to himself, including the authority to hire and fire chancellors. Well, have you filled up your tank for the week? The price at the pump continues to go up.
Expect $3 a gallon national average by Memorial Day weekend. My goodness, we're already at $2.91 for the national average today. So that's just 9 cents away and yet a month away. Colorado, as you mentioned, $2.83. Denver right now is $2.81.
Alexa Gromko with AAA Colorado. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Bailey with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, thank you. The good news is crews have cleared earlier accidents and stalls off of southbound I-25, but we're still seeing a busy ride from 104th right into downtown, and we're seeing a slow go in both directions through T-Rex. Now, southbound 225, do have an accident working right at Park Road. It is off to the shoulder, but expect some bunching there. And if you're headed in from Lakewood, eastbound 6th Avenue, it's busy from Sheridan on over. Around town, snow falling around the Boulder area, so it's a busy ride for you on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93, Arapahoe, Broadway, Baseline, and South Boulder Road, seeing the usual slow spots. And the turnpike bunching up eastbound from Federal over to Pecos. On to the forecast, rainy, might see some snow for some areas, and cold today with highs only in near 40. Right now we're at 35 degrees. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Mornings are hard enough without having to worry about breakfast, which is why McDonald's makes mornings easy with a tasty McGriddle sandwich. Try your choice of bacon or sausage with eggs and cheese all between two warm, sweet griddle cakes and get your day off to a fast and tasty start. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
The initial window testing program was not completed because the program ran out of money. Thermal Advantage will take out all your old existing windows and install brand new state-of-the-art windows. Thermal Advantage is looking to prove that these new windows will save homeowners 50% on their energy bills. They realize that there will be more homeowners wanting to get in on the program than there will be availability. So call right away. Thermal Advantage, 303-487-6880. 303-487-6880.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Morning, 8:06, 6 minutes after 8. I'm under kind of the weird impression that summertime was finally here, but I guess it was the weird impression. It was the wrong impression. High today, 38 degrees. Rain to snow today, depending on where you are along the front range and whether the sound of my voice, which sounds very 1960s, doesn't it? Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Don't forget, you can't win that eco trip to Costa Rica unless you sign up. Sign up now at am760.net. All right, Joel Heffley has decided to give up his seat in Congress, and we've got on, this is District 5, and we've got on the line a guy that we've been wanting to get on for a long, long time. This is Jay Fawcett, who is running for that seat. And Jay, good morning, and welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good to have you on.
Jay, good morning. Hey, welcome from the newest Center for Progressive Politics in Colorado, Colorado Springs.
There you go, man. I was going to say, you got a pretty uphill, tough battle down there, don't you?
Well, let me tell you, we had we actually had an historic event this last posting period. For the first time ever, a Democrat raised more money than my eight Republican opponents.
Whoa.
First time ever in the district.
Wow.
And we did that, Jay, We did that not by selling influence to corporations and big shots. We had 1,300 donations. 1,100 of those contributions were $200 or less. Now, that's American people buying back the Congress.
You know, that's the way the Democratic Party should operate. That's the way congressional campaigns should operate. That's the way all politics should operate. A bunch of us banding together with little donations, and a bunch of us who band together with little donations end up making large donations and end up having huge influences on political outcomes and on races. Congratulations to you. That's fantastic information.
That's exactly what we're working on. And let me tell you, I'm not the only one that thinks this is a winnable race. John Kerry's on board. Max Cleland came out here for 3 days to campaign for me.
Oh, that's
great. What a great guy. And I'm telling you, keeping up with him is tough. That guy moves, and he is motivated, and he motivated me. We've got John Salazar and Ken Salazar both on board. Diane DeGette, who you mentioned earlier on the show.
Yeah.
I saw her last night. And Mark Udall has been just incredibly supportive outside the state. Mike Honda, Jane Harmon from California. We got a national race going here, and I'm going to tell you why, Jay, because I'm the only guy standing between Dr. Dobson goes to Washington, Dr. Dobson, focus on the family, buying a seat in Congress.
Now, who are they? Who's going to be your Republican opponent? Or is has that yet to be decided?
No, there's eight of them, but I'll tell you right now, here's why I talk about Dr. Dobson. The leading contender is Jeff Crank. Now, Jeff has been anointed by Joel Heffley. He's the favorite son. He's the crown prince. His campaign is being managed and run by a fellow who used to be Focus on the Family political outreach director. Now, you tell me where this is going. This is Dr. You know, Pat Robertson doesn't even have a congressman of his own.
Yeah. Yeah, very, 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 very true. Very, very, very true. So, really, a vote against these guys and a vote for you is not only a vote for good government, it's not only a vote for a good progressive agenda, but it's also a vote against James Dobson and the whole Focus on the Family mob down there.
Absolutely. You're going to have some other folks on this morning, I understand, running in that district. We've got an incredible slate of candidates down here, and I'll tell you why, Jay. It's because the people of Colorado Springs, District 5, in southern Colorado have had it. They have had enough. I love quoting Newt Gingrich when he says something that makes sense. And what he said a couple of weeks ago, and you probably commented on this on your show, I think I heard it about a week and a half ago, was all Democrats and progressives have to say in this election cycle is, had enough? And people have. They have had enough. These guys can't govern. They don't understand what it means to be a working class person trying to make a living in this country and getting ahead. They understand corporate welfare, not progressive solutions.
8:10, 10 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. On the line with me, Jay Fawcett, running down in District 5 for Joel Heffley's old seat. Talk about some of the things that are important to your constituents.
Well, the biggest thing I hear time and time again as I go throughout the district, and that's another thing that I think Democrats do, we actually go out and walk through the district and talk to people, is health care. And here's where I want to take the argument back to the Republicans. We hear a lot about health care and you crazy Democrats, you know, Hillary Clinton. Forget that. Health care is an issue of global competition. Let's take the argument right back to these guys. You know, a car coming down the assembly line in Detroit right now carries an additional health care price tag of $1,500.
Yeah, that's right.
That price tag is not on a car coming down the assembly line in Stuttgart or Yokohama. So if the Republicans are serious about getting out there and creating a health care proposal that's going to keep us competitive in the globe, let's do it. And Massachusetts last month has started that trend. That was a bipartisan effort. The governor signed up for it. The legislation got behind him. And, Jay, I don't know if that's going to be the final answer, but I'll tell you what, it's a great start.
It's a step in the right direction anyway, and at least people are beginning, like yourself, to raise this question of health care and about the cost to the nation and to the working class and the middle class, you know, in general, trying to slug by here when health care costs keep spiraling out of control.
Did you see last week who had the largest CEO compensation in the United States, Jay?
Oh, yeah, it was ExxonMobil, wasn't it?
No. It was a health care guy whose compensation was over $1 billion, including stock options and direct compensation. Now, don't tell me there's no money in the healthcare system.
Well, there's a tremendous amount of money in the healthcare system.
It's there. We're using it efficiently. Let's get smarter about it. The other thing I talk to people about, I have the fourth largest concentrations of veterans in the United States in this district. And I'm a veteran. I fought in the first Gulf War. I'm an Air Force veteran, but I was actually with the Army in that operation. So I get it from the grunt's perspective. I was on the ground. I understand what that means. And last year, this administration underfunded the VA by $1.3 billion. Jay, did they forget?
No, my opinion is they robbed the VA just like they rob everything else because they have to give these tax cuts to the to their very, very rich constituents.
There you go. Tax cuts on the backs of the people that are doing the work,
yep.
Whether it's in the economy or in the military. And I'm just not going to stand for that. There is no reason for that. And I'll tell you why. A good Republican said in his second inaugural that it's the responsibility of the government to take care of the veteran, his widow, and his progeny. That was Abraham Lincoln. I'm okay with that. There's a good Republican.
Yeah. Now, yeah, you know, very, 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 very good point. Very, very good point. How do you stand on the hot button issue? And some people see it as being a wedge issue, but it's a very, very hot button issue. How do you stand on immigration?
Well, first of all, I like to tell people that the biggest problem with immigration right now is the fear mongers who are preventing us from finding solutions. Not to name names in our state of Colorado, but we have a few.
Yeah, I would agree.
We've got three issues here, Jay. Number one. Border security is the responsibility of the federal government, and the state should hold the feds accountable for border security, period. That's the first issue. The second issue is we're a country of laws. We have laws on the books right now. We should enforce them for employers and employees. Done. Now, let's get really to what the issue here is, and this is why it's a hot button. What do we want immigration in the United States to be? Who do we want to be as a nation, when we talk about immigration? How do we want to deal with it? And the reason it's a hot button is because, one, we have the fearmongers out there thrashing about how everybody's coming here to get something for nothing. And, B, because we have a long history of being immigrants in this country. Well, we need to address the issue head on. We need to come up with some solutions to that issue. And when I talk about solutions, I'm not going to give you any great plans right now. I know that to deport every undocumented worker in this country would take a line of buses from San Diego to Anchorage, and heck, we don't have the money to pay for the gas for that. So let's talk about what the solution has to do. Number one, it's got to address reality, and that reality is there are undocumented workers in this country. Number two, whatever solution we come up with has to be enforceable. One of the things they used to tell us as young officers in the military was, don't give an order you know won't be obeyed. It undermines your credibility, it makes you look stupid, and it just doesn't get the job done. And number three, what's the cost going to be short-term and long-term? Now, we have about 200 years of history in this country of putting Band-Aids on immigration issues. We like to flag each succeeding wave of immigrants with bad names and call them evil people, whether it's the Irish or the Germans or the Italians. You pick them. As they came into this country, they were going to end democracy as we knew it, and they were bad people. Stop that. We got to stop putting Band-Aids on a tough problem. We need to look at it short-term and long-term, and there's costs and benefits. We need to figure out what they are. So that's how I look at immigration. Solve the problem without going out there and fear-mongering.
All right. It's 8:16, 60 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Fawcett on the line. He's running for Congress in District 5. That's Joel Heffley's old seat. Last question here, and you know everybody's suffering from this, and you're suffering from it too. Gas prices, energy.
You know, here's the deal with energy. And the president, well, you know, I'm not sure if he said it right or not, because after the State of the Union, everybody was reinterpreting what he said. We have a country that's hooked on low-cost energy. I'm not naive enough to believe that one congressman is going to change that. But what I do believe is that particularly in the state of Colorado, we can make changes on where we get that energy. It doesn't have to come from oil. And, Jay, if we change that thinking, if we change that dependence, look at what it does to everything from our foreign policy to our global competition capability.
Oh, changes it tremendously.
Everything changes. Why would you be in Iraq if there wasn't oil there?
Yeah, I agree.
Why would you care what Iran does? You just say, look, you guys want nuclear weapons? Great. We're going to treat you like the Soviet Union. You'd use them, you're going to regret it. You want to play with the big boys? Fine. But we wouldn't be worried about what that would do to the price of oil.
No, it's very
That's
true.
That's where we have to go on energy. We have to go to reusable energy sources in this country, and we got to do it the same way we did the Apollo project, the same way that we went to the moon. You know, I remember I was a young kid in the early 60s, and I remember John Kennedy talking about going to the moon before the end of the decade.
Yep, that's right.
And I remember every scientist and his dog saying, hey, we can't do that. There's no technology there. We did it. Why? Because we had vision and leadership.
Yeah.
In the office,
yep.
In the White House.
And Americans were hungry for it, too.
They just needed
somebody to lead, and we need somebody to lead now.
You got it. And this is what Congress can do. They can help the president lead, but right now all they are is a rubber stamp for a president that's out of control and needs to be put back in his box.
Well, I would agree with that 100%. Jay Fawcett, running for Congress down in District 5. Go to jayfawcettforcongress.com. Give this man a donation. Help him out. And
Jay, here's what I want to challenge every one of your speakers this morning before we go off the air. Get on my website, send me $50, buy back Congress. That's all it takes. If we can do it, you can help us. Let's go.
You got it, pal. You're welcome here anytime.
Thanks, Jay.
All right, Jay, we'll talk to you soon. There's Jay Fawcett running for Congress. Go to jayfawcettforcongress.com. All right, it's 8:19, 19 minutes after 8. See, we got exciting Democratic candidates all across the state. There's so many of them worth supporting. Find one you can support. Help out. Let's take back this country. Let's turn Colorado Democratic. Let's turn the United States of America Democratic. We've got great candidates running.
The fight continues with Exodus Return to Yoto, May 6th at the Denver Coliseum, featuring the one, the only, the original, Mark Kerr, as he returns to America to reclaim his title as heavyweight champion of the world. More fights, great matchups, American championship fighting, so real, it hurts.
Rico Beck Promotions presents Exodus Return to the Ocho, May 6th at the Denver Coliseum, and a post-fight concert with MC Magic and Mr. Capone E. Get tickets now.
Parker Road, and once you get past that, going to stay slow as you make your way into the tech center. Now, I-70, busy from Pecos to Brighton Boulevard for eastbounders, and if you're headed in from Lakewood, eastbound 6th Avenue, bunching up from Sheridan on over. On to the forecast, wet, snowy, rainy today, cold, highs only near 40 right now, it's 35 degrees. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Mornings are hard enough without having to worry about breakfast, which is why McDonald's makes mornings easy with a tasty McGriddle sandwich. Try your choice of bacon or sausage with eggs and cheese all between two warm sweet griddle cakes and get your day off to a fast and tasty start. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
Aspen Tire is waiving all diagnostic fees for the month of April. Whether your check engine light's on, your ABS light, it doesn't matter what it is, folks. Free diagnostics. That includes electrical system checks, air conditioning checks, alignment checks, drivability checks, brake checks, funny noise checks. I think you get the idea. 1 hour free diagnostics at Aspen Tire. And not only are we on Troubleshooter Tom Martino's referral list, we run the Automotive Network for him. 888-401-AUTO for the nearest location. 888-401-AUTO.
Okay, turn left on Washington.
Uh-huh.
And then another left on the corner of Smooth and Hibbidibbidibbidibbid.
What?
Take Washington to the corner of Smoob and Hibbidibbidibbidibbid.
Are you sure that's what the directions say?
Yeah, sweetheart. I grabbed them right off the printer.
What you print matters. Avoid smears, streaks, and blotches. Insist on only original HP ink cartridges. Vibrant, precise, reliable. Trust everything you print to original HP inks.
Let me see that. You see here, that's not Smoob and Hibbidibbidibbidibbid. It's Schwab and Geohide.
Original HP inks. Print. Don't reprint.
Yeah, yeah. You know, we should be there in no time. It's right past. And
brilliantly simple. HP.
8:22 minutes after 8 o'clock here on AM 760. Progressive Talk. I'm supposed to tell you a story about Coco and Jackson, my Welsh Corgi and my Min Pin, and Purina, and the changes that we've seen since switching to Purina One. But that's a little difficult to do since our dogs have always been on Purina One ever since they've been puppies. And if you look at their coats and if you look at their teeth and you look at their eyes and their energy level, they are in top shape. I mean, they look great. And you know what? If you care about your dog, then you got to care about the food that you feed your dog. And if you haven't heard about the new natural dog food that makes a healthy difference in your dog in 30 days, you got to hear about it, and I'm going to tell you about it. It's Purina One Natural Blends. It has wholesome ingredients like real white meat chicken, oatmeal, brown rice, and it all adds up to a healthy difference you can see in your dog naturally. Listen to the changes one listener saw when they switched their dog to Purina One Natural Blends. Here's Michelle and her dog, Greta.
Her name is Greta, and she's a golden retriever, and she's 12 years old. Whenever I got the Purina One Natural Blend, I was kind of skeptical because I thought it would be like any other dog food. Purina One has the glucosamine in it, and after a few weeks, she started getting spunky again and wanting to play. She is actually more active. Her coat was a lot shinier than it had been in years. I didn't really think that a dog food would make that much of a difference, but the Purina One Natural Blend really did.
There you go. So call today for more information on Purina One Natural Blends, and you'll receive a free coupon for a 6.5-pound bag along with a Purina One 30-Day Challenge Kit. It's available now. Call Purina One Natural Blends in the white bag, so don't wait. Call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK, and get started making a healthy difference in your dog naturally. That's Purina One. Let me give you the number again, 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK. It's will make all the difference in the world in your dog's health, and you'll be able to tell within 30 days. Purina One. Pick it up at the store nearest you.
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and get ready to join AM 760 Progressive Talk for the second annual Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate Women's Only 8K.
8K. Registration begins at $35.
With portions of the proceeds benefiting Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Denver,
as well as the gathering place.
Log on to am760.net. It's the Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate 8K with AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Oh, yeah. Like to get those stones on, 825, 25 minutes after 8, high today, 38, rain and snow on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And we'll be opening up the phones here in just a little bit. And I want to talk a little bit about this immigration issue as a wedge issue, and we'll go to open phones. But first, we're going to talk to Jan Hetmanek. Did I say your name right to Jan? I hope so. Jan, did I say your name right? Hetmanek?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Good morning,
Jay. Hi. Jan Hetmanek, who is running for House District 20. Where is House District 20, Jan?
It is in the very northern part of Colorado Springs, El Paso County, and actually encompasses all of the town of Monument as well. All of the Air Force Academy goes out east to the town of Elbert. It's big.
So, yeah, it covers a lot of area. Now, one of the things that you have going on that kind of makes your race worth highlighting is tell us about your opponent.
My opponent is Amy Stevens. She has been an employee of Focus on the Family for the last 10 years. She is, I guess you'd call her a professional child advocate. She has created software and she does speaking tours about child advocacy, and her primary platform in that respect is teaching abstinence for sex education. Which I'm all for including it, certainly, but as far as making it the primary focus of your sex education, I think that's a mistake. It's not really based in reality.
So she's really, what she's going to do is if she wins gets in House District 20, she's really going to be a mouthpiece for Focus on the Family.
That's my fear. She's been handpicked by Lynn Heffley. Lynn Heffley is married to Jill Heffley.
Right.
She has termed out. She's had her four terms. Amy has been groomed for this slot for the last 2 years. So you can assume she has a huge war chest to draw from and that she's had excellent training and backing. She toes the Republican line 100%, which means if people want more of the same, that's what they're going to get in Amy Stevens.
And how is your fundraising going?
It's just getting rolling. I just announced my candidacy on April 8th.
Well, so you're just getting started then.
Right. I actually wasn't planning to run. but at the Democratic Assembly here in El Paso County, I agreed to sign on as what they call a paper candidate, to hold the seat open in case somebody stepped up and wanted to run a big campaign. And while there, this group of 20 people said, you know what, we're going to back you 100% in the type of campaign that you really need to run. And how can you say no to that? It's like, okay, step up to the plate.
Well, when you're not running for House District 20, Jan, what is it that you usually do?
I have two teenage kids, and I do what parents do to make sure that they're on track. I'm in the mortgage business on a very part-time basis. I do mortgage lending, and I do a lot of volunteer work.
You excited about this, or are you...
I am. I'm thrilled.
You are. You're thrilled to be running.
I am. It's a lot more exciting than I thought it would be, only because I'm up to the challenge. I'm just competitive enough that I want to make the best run I can. That's going to take a lot of money, unfortunately, and I'm not used to asking people for money.
Yeah, that's very, very hard to do. Do you have a website up?
I do. I actually have danhetmanic.com is my website. It's in the process of being built right now. And people can go there and read my bio. And that's, if you want me to spell it, it's JanHetmanek.com.
Jan Hetmanic.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
And can they contribute through your website?
No, not yet.
Okay, well, do you have a mailing address on there where they can send you a contribution?
Yes, they should make the checks out to the committee to elect Jan Hetmanic. And they can send it to the local Democratic headquarters office here, which is 25 North Iowa, Colorado Springs, 80909.
All right, Jan, thanks for being on the program, and good luck. And we'll be following the race down there in House District 20, and here's hoping you do great things.
Thanks, Jay.
Thanks, Jan. Thanks for being on the show.
All right.
Thank you, Jan. We'd like to put candidates on from time to time. 8:30 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Coming up, we'll talk about immigration as a wedge issue and take more of your phone calls here at 303-713-7600. It's 8:30 AM 760 Progressive Talk. Look at Progressive Traffic now with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. Seeing some trouble on southbound I-25, on top of the wet roads and backsplash. Had two separate accidents right around Alameda, one off to the shoulder, the other one in the two left lanes. So crews have cleared that one out. Still seeing some busy, a busy ride as you head out of downtown. Also seeing some trouble southbound 225, crash on the shoulder at Parker Road. That's also tying up the ramp from Parker Road onto the highway. And the turnpike, a little bunch of for you, eastbound from Federal over towards Pecos. Now, if you're coming in from Lakewood, eastbound 6th Avenue, it's slow from Sheridan on over, and then around town, have snow showers flying around the Boulder area. So Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93 are all tangled up. On to the forecast, rainy, cold.
Honey, there's water coming out of the basement floor.
This doesn't have to ruin your day. Why pay more to a chain company when local professionals can assist you with free estimates over the phone and 24-hour service? TKO Drains, a family-owned company that specializes in taking care of all your plumbing needs, including emergencies, repairs, video inspections, and remodeling. Call TKO Drains at 720-266-4916 or click on the banner in your media player now for your free estimate.
The 2006 Summer of Stars and Coors Light Live welcomes Brad Paisley Friday, June 23rd at Coors Amphitheater.
Got you in trouble in high school.
Country music superstar Brad Paisley shines with energy. His amazing prowess on guitar and up-tempo hits provide a perfect night under the stars. Brad Paisley with special guest Sarah Evans. An amazing voice and talent that will light up the stage. Rising star Eric Church joins the fun, along with Flappin' Jacks and the Railbenders. It's a country music jamboree not to be missed. Brad Paisley, joined by Sarah Evans, Eric Church, and more.
Yeah, when I get where I'm going,
Tickets are on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets. 303-830-TIXS or Ticketmaster.com.
Another tip to the guy at the ice cream shop.
Part of the Coors Light Live Concert Series, produced by House of Blues Concerts.
Get a reservation.
Out to Rocky's Autos. Rocky's Autos, with their matching down incentive going on right now up to $1,500. They have the largest selection of clean, late model vehicles that use vehicles that you'll run across along the front range. And with their matching down, you put down $1,500, they'll put down $1,500, and you've got $3,000 down. It's as simple as that. And every automobile, all 500 of them, on the lot, are equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care. 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. Mary and I are thrilled with the car we just bought. Actually, Mary bought it like 3 months ago at Rocky's. And you know what? You'll be thrilled with your purchase, too. And they got great people out there willing to help you out, like Spanky and the Ashers, Tom and Marv and Colby and just Gerard Menard and just a whole lot of folks out there working there who are there to help you out and make your buying experience a good one. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982, and they're open Monday through Saturday now, one extra hour, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. So if you show up close to 9, they'll stay late, and you know what? You'll be absolutely fine. Rocky's Autos, you can check them out on the Internet at rockysautos.com, see their inventory, pre-qualify for a car loan. Plus, also, here's something else. You can also check out their business philosophy and see their television commercials as well, and do it all within the comfort of your own home at Rocky's Autos or your office at rockysautos.com. But whatever you do, get on out to rockysautos.com right now during the matching down incentive going on, up to $1,500, which means if you put $1,500 down, they'll put $1,500 down, and you've got $3,000 down. Put $500 down, they'll put $500 down, and you got $1,000 down, and put $1,000, they'll put $1,000, and you got $2,000 down. Rocky's Autos, I'll see you out there at their convenient location, the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Regency Window.
This is Dave Logan with good advice. Log on to bristolwindows.com to register to win a house full of windows absolutely free. That's bristolwindows.com.
Are you a first-time homeowner or looking to purchase a home but have bad credit? Looking to refinance or improve your credit score? Are you a homeowner deep in debt and need to get ahead financially? Register now for the Mortgage Makeovers Roadshow, a free seminar, free lunch, and giveaways with mortgage expert Ken Michaels, host of the Mortgage Makeover Show. Join Ken Michaels Saturday, May 6th from 9 to 2 at the Grand Hyatt Hotel in Denver. Register online at mortgagemakeovers.net or call 877-299-DEBT. That's 877-299-DEBT or at mortgagemakeovers.net.
Check out AutoSmart, Denver's largest program vehicle outlet. Browse through a variety of over 300 low-mileage 05 and 06s under full factory warranty. See their ad in the newspaper or log on to buyautosmart.com. That's buyautosmart.com.
This is Al Franken. Want to have breakfast with me and Jay Marvin? Find out how to win on AM760.net.
Good morning, 8:35, 25 minutes away from 9 o'clock. High today, 38. Rain to snow. And don't forget to win that eco trip to Costa Rica. You got to sign up now at am760.net. Tell you what, I'll put this immigration story on hold. And maybe we'll get to it tomorrow. And I just opened the phones now, 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about is fine. Did you see this on 60 Minutes last night? White House disregarded good intelligence. A retired CIA official has accused the Bush administration of ignoring intelligence indicating that Iraq had no weapons of mass destruction and no active nuclear program before the United States-led coalition invaded Iraq. This was on CBS News last night. Tyler Drumheller, the former highest-ranking CIA officer in Europe, told 60 Minutes that the administration chose to ignore good intelligence, the network said in a posting on its website. Drumheller said that before the U.S.-led attack on Iraq in 2003, the White House ignored crucial information from Iraq's foreign minister that indicated that Iraq had no weapons of mass destruction. Drumheller said that then, that when CIA Director George Tenet told President Bush, Vice President Dick Cheney, and other high-ranking officials, that Sabri, this guy Naji Sabri, was providing information, his comments were met with excitement that proved short-lived. The source told us there was no active weapons of mass destruction program, Drumheller is quoted as saying. The White House group that was dealing with the preparation for the Iraq war came back and said that they were no longer interested and said, well, what about the intel? And they said, well, it isn't about intel anymore. It's about regime change. Drumheller said the administration officials wanted no more information from Sabri because the policy was set, the war in Iraq was coming, and they were looking for the intelligence to fit the policy. CBS said the White House declined to respond to the charge, and that Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice has said Sabri was just one source and therefore not reliable. But Drumheller said it was not unusual for the administration to rely on a single source when those stories confirmed what the White House wanted to hear. And he cited a report the CIA received late in 2001 that alleged Iraq had bought 500 tons of uranium containing compounds from Africa. They certainly took that information and came from a single source on the Yellowcake story and on several other stories with no collaboration at all, he said. Bush included the reference, which was attributed to the British and turned out to be false, in his 2003 State of the Union address. So you got another ex-official now speaking up about the White House. Just never stops, does it? How about this one? Bill would make sale of sex toys illegal in South Carolina. The Republican Party wants to do this. The South Carolina bill proposed by Republican Ralph Davenport would make it a felony to sell devices used primarily for sexual stimulation and allow law enforcement to seize sex toys from raided businesses. And the ACLU has jumped into this, saying they want the government out of the bedroom. All right, three open lines at 303-713-7600 if you want to talk immigration, if you want to talk about Hillary Clinton, which we were talking about earlier, if you want to talk about the war in Iraq, or whatever else must be, whatever else is on your mind. We'll open up the phones early here this morning at 303-713-7600, and we can talk about anything you want to talk about. Nothing is out of bounds. Three lines open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Bill in Longmont. Bill, you're on AM 760. Good morning. If I can get you on here, Bill. There you go, Bill. Go ahead.
Good morning, Jay. How are you doing?
Hi, Bill.
I had the misfortune of being in exile in Colorado Springs for several years, and the name of Jan's opponent rang a bell, and I wanted to fill in a little bit more background. Amy focused on and getting into the middle of the Amendment 2 debacle. Colorado Springs had a working and fairly effective.
Well, you're beginning to cut out here.
Focus on the family didn't like that very much. So they decided to basically destroy it from within. They ran Amy Stevens as a candidate for the Human Relations Commission, basically as a poison pill. And she got elected, got in there, got a coalition, and they basically got the Human Relations Commission disbanded.
Hmm.
So she has been working under the direction of Focus on the Family in that venture and ever since.
Well, I certainly wouldn't vote for her. There's no way I'd vote for her if I was down there.
Yeah. So anyway, good luck to Jan and good luck to Mr. Fawcett running. His biggest battle is against the military industrial complex down there. The economy really depends on those defense contractors and on the troops in Fort Carson. And if you take away the reasons for war, you don't get congressional funding for all that stuff as much, and the economy suffers down there.
Yeah,
Klein. But I wish him the best, and I'll send him a donation.
Yeah, me too, man. I got one on the way to him today right after I get off the air. Hey, Bill, thanks, man.
Thanks, Jay.
You bet. All right, line open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Lee in Golden. Lee, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello, Jay.
Hi, Lee.
You know, I'm really proud of your work. This is good to hear another side than what you normally hear. But I have a question. Aren't we the greatest nation in... Why can't the other side, the Republicans, why can't somebody there say something's wrong? They're off course. I just don't get it.
Well, I think there are some in the Republican Party who do say we are off course. I mean, there's Chuck Hagel. There's, if you hadn't asked me, I could have named some others. But Chuck Hagel's the first one that comes to mind. But there are some other ones out there who do not think that we're on the right course. But the president of the United States, George W. Bush, has a terrible, terrible time admitting when he has made a mistake. And many people are saying that the shakeup that he has gone through, that the shakeup in the White House is very cosmetic, and that it doesn't really do anything about the inner core, and that he is he does not live in reality, and he is sticking with the same players, even though the same players have taken him down the wrong road time and time again. And I don't know why he can't come forward and why he can't admit that he made and has made terrible mistakes. But, you know, I've often thought about this. There's something in human nature that prevents most of us from coming forward and saying, well, you know what, I screwed up.
Well, I think it's beyond that. In terms of what he thinks, I think there's a religious backbone to their concepts that they want to bring on the end times. Every group's in, so all societies have wanted to experience the end times and the return of Jesus and so on and so on. I think that in the backbone of why they're not concerned about the environment, not concerned about the debt, and so on, maybe based on the glee they would have at meeting with Jesus.
I think there's that element of the Republican Party that certainly believes in, you know, in that whole end times theory and the whole thing about Armageddon. And I mean, I'm sure, you know, they're out there. Whether Bush believes in it or not, I don't know.
Well, yeah, you got to keep it quiet.
He makes scary statements, like he believes that he's, you know, that when they ask him, do you ever talk to your father, he said, I choose to speak to a higher father. And, you know, he makes these statements about how he believes that he is, you know, godly inspired to run the country. That scares me.
Well, that scares me, because all of us would like to see him out. But I don't think I fear we cannot get him out fast enough before he'll push the button.
Well, maybe we can change things in November and stop that. Maybe we can tie up his agenda in November. But, you know, that's the only key I see, man. It's the only way I see to get it done.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right, Lee. Thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Bye.
One line open at 303-713-7600. And I saw it yesterday. You know, I'm not going to say where we were. But I saw a guy with a Bush sticker on his car and a Bob Beaupre sticker on his car, and it was like Veterans for Bob Beaupre. You know, Mr. Flight Suit Beaupre. How in the world... Who are these people driving around with George W. Bush stickers on their cars? I mean, how can they look any of us straight in the face and say that this guy is a good president? I mean, what do they stand on? What do they use for the reasoning to support this guy when things are so, so messed up in this country and so wrong? I I'd be embarrassed. I'd take the bumper sticker off. 8:46, 14 minutes away from 9 o'clock. One line open at 303-713-7600. Open phones rolling early this morning on a Monday morning. Glad you're here on AM 760. Progressive Talk. Don't forget to sign up for that trip. Sign up to win that trip to Costa Rica. Sign up now, am760.net.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, the good news is crews have cleared two earlier accidents southbound I-25 at Alameda. Bad news, still seeing a busy ride from 104th right into downtown, and it's going to stay heavy as you make your way through T-Rex. Now, southbound 225, still seeing some trouble with this crash after Parker Road. That's also tying up the ramp from Parker Road onto the highway and eastbound 6th Avenue. Slow go for it as you come out of Lakewood. It's busy from Sheridan on over. In Littleton, seeing the usual slowing, eastbound C-470 from Broadway to University and around town, dealing with snow and rain showers. So it's a busy ride on Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93, the turnpike bunching up westbound between McCaslin and Table Mesa. On to the forecast, those snow and rain showers expected throughout the day with highs near 40. Right now it's 35 in Denver. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Tired of the same old internet games? Log on to OrbitsGames.com. Right now you can play the newest beach basketball game and see how easy it is to win with Orbitz. OrbitsGames.com. Just Orbitz and go.
You want to start a timer to see how long it takes Scott McClellan to find a job lying and evading questions for a client in the private sector? You want to bet me he already has a job lying and evading questions for a client? Yeah, like Barry Bonds. Wouldn't he be great for, you know, like the spokesperson for the steroid users? Wouldn't he be like the perfect guy? There's an ongoing investigation. I can't comment. But he's got pimples on his back, and his thing is like shriveled to the size of a peanut.
Catch Randy Rhoads weekdays at 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt. It eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
Call now, and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-500-1142. That's 1-800-500-1142. 1-800-500-1142.
848 on AM 760, Progressive Talk, 48 minutes past the hour. Jay Marvin along with you here. Hey, you know what? If you're a homeowner, here comes the Mortgage Store with a great low, low rate for you. The Mortgage Store is offering for a limited time only 5.75% for a 30-year fixed rate. Call the Mortgage Store right now, 303-423-7171. Call now. Start saving hundreds of dollars. You know what? One phone call can get you started saving money today at 303-423-7171. The Mortgage Store experts are available evenings and weekends. They fit into your busy schedule. And you know something? They're there to help you. One phone call is all it takes. You get a free credit analysis. It doesn't cost a dime. You can get approval over the phone right now. No application fee, no out-of-pocket closing costs, and interest may be tax-deductible. And one thing isn't tax-deductible, the interest on your credit cards. And you know what? The average family has $12,000 in credit card debt. And, you know, you can make those payments month after month and never see the balances go down. Rates are not low on credit cards. Now, you might get a teaser rate, you know, a low teaser rate for 6 months, but then that rate goes up to 14 to 22%, and the Mortgage Store loan consultants can show you how to pay off those high-interest credit cards, auto loans, and combine them into one monthly payment. 303-423-7171 is the number to call. That's 303-423-7171. And the Mortgage Store guarantees to save you money regardless of your circumstances. And perhaps you have less than perfect credit, prior bankruptcy, or stated income programs, or self-employment, or interest-only options, or no low down payment. The Mortgage Store offers personalized service from experienced loan consultants who will work with you from start to finish. Calls are returned promptly, and concerns are addressed immediately. Call the Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171.
Two dust bunnies are in your air ducts talking.
Oh, man, don't you just love how the owners of this house just let us be? You said it. It's such a blast climbing out and harassing that big guy, too. Yeah. Did you see yesterday when Frank climbed up in his nose? Oh, man. He sneezed. Frank came flying out at like 500 miles an hour. The look on his face was priceless.
Dust, debris, and many tiny particles in your furnace, your air ducts, and your vents could be the source of discomfort and allergies in your home and office. At Mr. Vac, we bring the newest and most powerful equipment and certified technicians to the job, ridding your air of those pesky elements. Call Mr. Vac now and ask about our $50 off air duct cleaning special.
Go, Frankie, go!
Call Mr. Vac Air Duct Cleaning for a complete air duct, furnace, and dryer vent cleaning. Care to know more about Mr. Vac Air Duct Cleaning? Go take a look at our website, nodustbunnies.net. Or give Mr. Vac a call at 303-534-4900. 303-534-4900. Call now and ask about our $50 off air duct cleaning special.
Suppose I gave you responsibility for walking three young children across a busy parking lot. They have little minds of their own, and sometimes drivers aren't paying all that much attention. So for the Sienna minivan, Toyota has dual power sliding doors. Push a button, and by the time your kids reach the car, the doors are already wide open, and they can get safely inside. The back hatch can also open automatically for you to load groceries or soccer balls or lovable but hyperactive dogs. And the quicker those are out of the way, the easier it is to keep your eyes on those little people you're responsible for. This may seem like a small thing, dual power sliding doors, but if you've ever had to manage kids in a parking lot, you can see how bright an idea it is. And now, you can get terrific deals on the intelligently designed Sienna minivan. Toyota, a smart way to keep moving forward.
Standard on XLE and limited models only.
Visit your Greater Denver Toyota dealer, or for more information, please log on to Toyota.com. Toyota, moving forward.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yep, just wheeling in the ears here at 852. 2 minutes past the hour, high today, 38. Rain to snow. Just looks kind of cloudy and dismal out there right now. Open phones, 303-713-7600. Don't forget you can win that eco trip to Costa Rica, but you got to sign up. And you got to sign up now at am760.net. We've yet to have our first winner this morning, but I suspect that a winner will be coming soon. All right, let's go to the phones here, and we go to Chris in Fort Collins. Chris Heyer on AM760. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going today?
Hi, Chris.
Hey, two things. First of all, I just wanted to tell you I read Crashing the Gate.
Oh,
and,
what a great...
That is
yes.
Oh, phenomenal.
Isn't
phenomenal.
That, isn't that a great book?
Oh, and you know what? I was working downtown next to the tattered cover, and I actually got to go in and meet the gentleman, one of the co-authors. And I murder his last name just like you, so I'm not even going to try. But
Miletus.
Miletus, yeah, that guy was just, he was a really cool guy. I was glad to meet him, autographed my book. It was really cool. But as far as Hillary Clinton goes, and I'm a Biden supporter, but, you know, after reading that book, it really brings things into focus. And one thing that I've noticed about Hillary Clinton is it seems like everybody is behind her, but they're not behind her. I don't know if that makes any sense.
Yeah,
but,
it does. It makes a lot of sense.
You know, if that's a rallying cry for our party, and if we can all get behind her, that really takes away the Republican steam engine that we don't have a voice, that we're not unified, that we have a hard time backing a candidate or this. It kind of takes away a lot of those little things that they jab at us all the time. If everybody says, hey, you know what, we're all behind her, you know, she's what we're going to have running, then that's what we're going to support. And I think that really takes a lot of steam out of their punch.
Well, you know, it's the idea that we all come forward and we all say this. We all say that, listen, we all have our individual choices. Yours is Joseph Biden. Mine would be probably Russell Feingold. But if Hillary Clinton were to end up getting the Democratic nomination, I would support her 100,000%. And it's getting behind the party. That's what it's all about, man. And it's winning at the ballot box,
exactly.
which is exactly what that book talks about.
Yep, I think everybody should read that book, and you know, it just really, it really, really puts things into perspective. Those guys did an excellent job writing it, and it kind of makes you think about what things could be like if we all work together more. Instead of bickering.
Yep, so. And that was the point I was trying to make last week on the show, and I tried to make it several times to this one guy in email. It isn't a matter of if you're either with us or against us. It's a matter of that we have a habit of wrecking our own chances by failing to build coalitions, by failing to work together, and by failing to realize that you'll get more of a progressive agenda passed under a Democrat than you will under a Republican. So
absolutely.
If the person you originally backed doesn't get it, then you know what? You back the person who gets the nomination because you're going to be far better off with that person than you would be with a Republican.
Absolutely. I totally agree.
Amen.
And one more thing real fast. You know, what about the Hispanic vote out there? You know, what about somebody like Salazar being a vice presidential nomination?
I have no trouble with that.
You know, I think a lot of people are concentrating so much on the African-American vote, and, you know, that's definitely valid. But we're kind of forgetting that this is a melting pot country. There's a lot of other people out there that are just as qualified and have just as good a chance as anything else. So, I mean, that's just something that would be kind of interesting to think about, put that in the mix, you know, maybe a Clinton Salazar
yep.
nomination. That'd be kind of interesting.
You know what? I got no problem entertaining that at all, man. Hey, Chris, thank you. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Okay. And you know, that goes to what, you know, Turk and I were talking off the air about this, that what is this, Congressional District 7, I think it is? Is it 7? Where, no, not in Fawcett. No, 7. Where 7 is where Peggy Lamb, Ed Perlmutter, and Herb Rubenstein are running. And I, you know what? And I'm backing Peggy Lamb. I really like Peggy Lamb. And I admitted openly on the air that I've given Peggy Lamb campaign money, even though that's not my congressional district. I really do like her. But let's say she doesn't win. Let's say Ed, for instance, wins the primary. Then I back him 100%. And that's what that whole crash in the gates is all about. Stop bickering and, you know, there's a time for disagreement and then there's a time to lock arms. And the Republicans are very, very, very good at building coalitions. They're very good at keeping constituency politics away from the Republican Party. They're very good at striking deals. And they're very effective at the ballot box. And we're not so effective. And if you get a chance, go on the internet and Google the story from yesterday on the cover of the New York Times about the Bob Casey race that's going on in Pennsylvania and about what's going on and the arguments there about Bob Casey, who is pro-life and is a Democrat. And that's a perfect example of how we will scuttle our own over a difference and end up getting, you know, helping Rick Santorum, who is the worst of the worst of the right wing, you know, back in.
You know, it's amazing how many things you can do online these days. Plastic surgery online is still a few years off, but I bet they're working on it. And what about doing all your car insurance business online? Well, it's already here. At GEICO.com, you can do most everything. Change drivers, change cars, change coverage, change your oil. I made that last one up. GEICO.com. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Ever dreamed of being part of the music industry? With Fern Lounge, you can. Build your own fully functional, customizable music store in seconds. Hear the newest music first. Legally sell the music you love and choose from over 1 million songs from today's top artists. Create and share playlists with your friends. Choose your music and instantly start selling to the world. Do you want to be part of the digital music revolution? The music business is changing. In 2003, digital downloads generated $83 million. By 2008, downloads are estimated to generate $4.5 billion. Do you want to be in the music industry? With Burn Lounge, you get in.
Effective communication, individual accountability, improved morale. The Impact Institute delivers results. Meet Christy Ward, the brainchild of the Impact Institute. She works with individuals and teams who want to learn skills that impact their lives and improve their companies. Improve your life and your company. Go to impactinst.com for a free gift. Get the passion, enthusiasm, and optimism back in your life and your company today. www.impactinst.com. Creating impact through people, one person at a time.
Immigration is a hot-button issue throughout California. Here in Orange County, many oppose the Bush proposal, viewing it as sort of an amnesty plan. And the GOP congressman from this district, Dana Rohrabacher, has chosen to stay away from the event. Live in Irvine, California, with the president, Steve Futterman, CBS News.
The president's speech follows another day of demonstrations. Yesterday, about 3,000 people turned out in the streets of San Francisco. Americans are paying dearly to fill up. The average price for a gallon of regular has hit $2.91 nationwide, up 25 cents over the past 2 weeks. But it's not likely to end there. Oil industry analyst John Kilduff says the average price could climb to as much as $3.25 in the next couple of weeks.
This is going to be probably the worst summer that we'll remember for a while in terms of gasoline prices.
And the high cost of gas is driving a growing number of Americans to public transportation.
Welcome aboard.
Ridership is reported up in several cities across the country. New Jersey Transit conductor Stanley Robinson has seen it.
Yeah, that's been somewhat of a slight increase, especially during the morning times.
Well, it's time for closing arguments in the sentencing trial of Zacharias Moussaoui. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato is covering.
Prosecutor David Raskin mocked the defense's claim that the jury should consider Moussaoui's poor upbringing and his mental state. Accusing the defendant of unforgivable evil, Raskin declared, "There is no place on this good earth for Zacharias Moussaoui. Enough is enough. It is time to put an end to all this. It is time to put an end to his hatred and venom."
Enron's Kenneth Lay is on the stand this morning denying he broke the law in connection with the collapse of the energy company he founded. CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen says Lay's appearance follows last week's testimony by former CEO Jeffrey Skilling.
You could argue that Lay has more to lose by telling his story to jurors because the case against him is not nearly as strong as is the case against Skilling. So there is probably more at stake for Ken Lay than there was for Jeffrey Skilling.
Well, it happens in more than one out of three cases. A study at the University of Massachusetts has found that many women who have had breast cancer do not follow up with annual mammograms. The American Cancer Society's Robert Smith.
It's a reason for concern because women who have been diagnosed with breast cancer are at higher risk for a subsequent breast cancer.
Now, the study's lead author says there are several possible reasons, including complacency and also the fear that subsequent checkups will reveal that the cancer has returned. Checking on Wall Street on this first trading day of the week, right now the Dow is down 7 points, the NASDAQ off 15. This is CBS News.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on Earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on. You know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 877-31-VEGAS. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 877-31-VEGAS for all the exciting details. That's 877-31-VEGAS. Call now.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Gas prices shooting up, now averaging $2.83 for a gallon of regular in Colorado. That price is above $3 in parts of the state, so what's causing it?
In about a month, folks will be hitting the road, heading off for their vacations, and this is traditionally when we see an increase. So that annual increase is on top of all of these other factors, which also include a changeover to summer fuel mixes.
Alexa Gromko with AAA Colorado says you can expect to see prices go higher before they fall, or you can go to Wyoming.
In Douglas, Wyoming, I filled up for a price of $2.36 per gallon. And I noticed through Wheatland and Cheyenne, it was all fairly similar.
That driver says Wyoming often has cheaper prices. Jose Manuel Pelayo Ortega is expected in court today. He's accused of making a bomb threat on a plane that made an unscheduled stop at DIA. He was arrested Friday after allegedly claiming a bomb was on the plane and trying to open a door on the United Airlines flight from Chicago to Sacramento. He was subdued by passengers and three Secret Service agents. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Bailey with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, thank you. Still seeing some trouble with this two-car crash off to the shoulder southbound 225. After Parker Road, once you get past that, going to stay heavy as you make your way down toward the tech center. Now, I-25 loaded up from 104th right into downtown and through T-Rex and Littleton. Still seeing a slow go eastbound C-470 between Broadway and University. And if you're headed in from Lakewood, eastbound 6th Avenue, starting to look a lot better from Sheridan on over. Around town, snow falling around the Boulder area, and we're busy still on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93 between Boulder and Golden. Turnpike a little sluggish eastbound from Federal to Pecos, and westbounders seeing brake lights from McCaslin over to Table Mesa. Now on to the forecast, snow shower.
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in 4-week terms, an 8-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused. Flexible. Friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
Classic Rock 103.5 Defunct.
Hello.
From Boulder to Bolivia.
Listen to the Masters online.
From Freedom Harley Davidson, thefox.com.
It smells like either sushi or fine Italian food.
Ed Schultz.
I don't think I could drive that. I'd be 250 more pounds.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
And on Friday, I stood up and said, I don't appreciate the speculation about Don Rumsfeld. He's doing a fine job. I strongly support him.
Well, what do you say to critics who believe that you're ignoring the advice of retired generals, military commanders, who say that there needs to be a change?
How I lie, I'm lying.
top of the law, and I'll decide it's right or wrong. I am the egghead. I'm the commander. I'm the decider. Cuckoo, cuckoo, Baghdad City policeman sitting pretty little targets in a row. See how they die when shrapnel flies, see mothers cry. I'm alive. Secret agents tax for the wealthy, leave another poor behind. I am the egghead. I'm the commander. I'm the decider. Cuckoo, cuckoo.
Decider, and I decide what is best, and what's best is for Don Rumsfeld to remain as the Secretary of Defense.
Sitting in a White House garden, talking to the Lord. But my thoughts would be busy, busy hatching if I only had a brain. I am the egghead. I'm the commander. I'm the decider.
Reads the papers, doesn't he? Good morning. It's 9:09, 9 minutes after 9. There's I'm the Decider. High today, 38. Rain to snow. We just had to slip that in. We just had to slip it in. Open phones underway at 303-713-7600. And, hey, Tony Richards. Tony Richards of Denver. You told us you listened to AM 760 Progressive Talk, my show, the J. Marvin Show, right at this time. And that's why I'm calling your name right now. Tony Richards, you have 1 hour to call us and claim a great prize and become eligible to win a grand prize eco trip to Costa Rica. And if your name isn't Tony Richards, you need to know this. It's easy to win. Just go to am760.net right now to sign up and tell us when to call your name on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Every weekday, AM 760 is giving away great prizes like $500 cash, dinner with me and Ed Schultz, breakfast with me and Al Franken, and $500 worth of gas. And every weekday, winner qualifies for a chance to win that eco trip to Costa Rica. This is our way of saying, hey, thanks for being a part of AM 760 Progressive Talk. Tony Richards, we're waiting for your call. You got about an hour. So call now, Tony Richards of Denver. All right. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about, we'll certainly get it on. And let's talk to Pat in Evergreen. Pat, you're on AM 760. Good morning. If I can get this. There we go, Pat. Hi, you're on.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. About Bush's policies failing,
mm-hmm.
I would suggest that it depends upon how you look at it. I mean, obviously, they failed for the American people. They failed for the country. They failed for the world. They failed for Iraq. But I don't think they failed for him in terms of what his goals were. I mean, I think that what we know are his policies. What we don't know so clearly are what his goals were. I mean, it's pretty clear to me his goals were to help the rich, and his goals were to help oil companies. It's hard to say he's failed to achieve those goals with his policies. He talks about how Rumsfeld is doing a good job. Well, of course Rumsfeld is doing a good job. We're about to complete the construction of 5 super bases in Iraq and be in the position to control oil, the U.S. military, the U.S. government controlling oil in the Middle East for our oil companies, which has been a policy in this country since World War II, but just not as greedily. So anyway, I just don't think he's failing. I think that when we talk about his being incompetent, we're wrong. When we talk about Cheney and Rove being incompetent, that's just silly. Those guys aren't incompetent. They may be monsters, but they're not incompetent. That's my bit.
Well, I think part of that's right, but I think also part of it's wrong. I mean, he can't move his agenda forward. He can't get anything done because he hasn't got any support from the public. That's number one. Number two.
What agenda?
Well, he's got a lot of things he'd like to do. For instance, he'd love to privatize Social Security. I mean, he'd love to get that done, but he can't get it done. I mean, it flopped last time, and it's not going to fly this time because basically the majority of the public out there is not buying what he's selling. and it wouldn't make any difference what he was selling. He could sell anything. I mean, he could be out there selling privatization of Social Security. He could be out there, selling, privatized medical insurance accounts. He could be, out there trying to sell a more aggressive policy towards Iran. Whatever it is that he's selling, he can't get it because the American public doesn't buy it. I mean, even members of his own party are starting to give him grief. I mean, he's getting it from inside. I mean, if you go look at the Fox Dynamics poll, which has him down to 33%, one of the areas that he's starting to get crumbling support is inside his own base. And what that does is that reflects off on the rest of his party.
I don't think any of that matters to him. I think you're right. I think he came in wanting to do some privatized Social Security, but privatization of Social Security really helps Wall Street, and I've never seen him as a big Wall Street guy. He's a Texas oil guy.
Oh, no. You know what? He is hugely...
What
do you mean he's not a big Wall Street guy? What, Ken Lay sleeps overnight at the White House? What would you call that?
Well, Ken Lay is an oil guy.
Yeah, but Ken Lay also... Ken Lay also has connections to Wall Street. He's got big connections to Wall Street. He's got big connections to the moneyed wing of the Republican Party. The fact is, though, he's playing a very, very dangerous game. He's playing a dangerous game because if by some chance that he loses, that the Republicans lose either control of the House or the Senate in November, we're going to have investigation upon investigation upon investigation of this guy, and it's going to be very, very, very uncomfortable. We're going to be talking about WMDs and lack of information on WMDs for the next 3 years, and I don't think he wants that.
Well, no, of course he doesn't want it, but he's a lame duck president anyway. Now, we have to be careful not to start yelling at each other as if we disagree on significant things.
Oh, no, I'm not yelling.
I mean, we're disagreeing on nuances here. But I think it's an important point to see that he's a lame duck president. He's already achieved huge things for the wealthy, huge things for oil companies and the rich and his oil-connected family. I think he's going to walk out of office very, very rich and very, very indifferent to the effects that he's caused on the world and America. I just think that we're missing the point. We are in no better shape to win the White House because of how unpopular he is than we were in 2004 because he's not going to be running. We have to be able to get the American people to talk about and think about both policies and strategy.
And I think we will.
Our goals and our strategy.
And I think we will do that. I think we'll definitely do that. And I think whoever runs will definitely whoever the front runner turns out to be and whoever gets the nomination will definitely have plenty to say on that. And I think that there are Democrats across the country now locally who are running in different congressional races and senatorial races who have plenty to say on a local level. You heard Jay Fawcett, who was here. He has plenty to say for his congressional district. And I just don't see things, I guess you and I just don't see things the same way. I think he has a legacy that he wants to leave. I think that he's like most people. He's got an ego. He's got nobody likes to be unpopular. He's got things that he would like to get done, but he's not going to be able to get them done because he hasn't got any political capital. He's stymied, and he's suffered embarrassment after embarrassment, and he's got more coming. I mean, we haven't even reached the tip of the iceberg. For instance, Karl Rove has now moved to being somebody who was not on the special prosecutor Fitzgerald's radar, has now moved on to being on Fitzgerald's radar. He's now considered to be a person of interest. That's one step below being somebody who you would charge. That's one step being below, a suspect. And Rove is still being looked into. Now, if something happens with Rove, that's going to blow a huge hole in the White House, and it's going to cause him a tremendous amount of trouble. We have the Abramoff scandal, which hasn't even begun to unravel. Abramoff hasn't even begun to start singing about the stuff that he knows and the people he knows. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on here. They're sitting on top of a boiling pot, and you know what? If they're not careful, it's going to blow up and scald them all.
Bush cares about his popularity among the vast majority of American people, as much as a 19th century English aristocrat cared about what his servants thought.
Well,
he thinks of the American people as servants, and he thinks of them with total indifference.
Well, we just disagree.
And so do the leaders of the Republican Party. They think about people with complete indifference.
No, what they think about is they think about survival, and at the route they're going now, their chances of survival grow dimmer by the moment because they can't turn anything around and they can't control anything.
That's true with congressional members of Congress. It's not true with the elite
But it reflects back on him. It reflects back on the president.
Who appointed Bush? Remember the in 2000?
I don't know who did appoint him.
I have no idea, but there was no campaign. He was all of a sudden a Republican nominee, and when McCain began to mount something of an outsider, that's not true.
Go back and look at the New Hampshire primary. Bush didn't do very well there. As a matter of fact, I believe he lost. The very first primary. Go look. All right. Thank you for the call. I got three lines open at 303-713-7600. And Tony Richards of Denver, you told us you listen to AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're looking for your call. You got less than an hour to call us and get qualified to get in the drawing for that trip to Costa Rica and pick up your prize. Tony Richards of Denver. Come on, man. We need a winner today. And if it's open phones. Anything you want to talk about? 303-713-7600. I'll ask you. I mean, do you think Bush cares about his poll ratings? Do you think he cares about where he stands? Or do you buy what...
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Is this what the legal system sounds like to you?
Blah, 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 blah.
Mumbo jumbo, mumbo jumbo.
Blah, 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 blah.
Order in the court.
If you've been injured in a traffic or any other serious accident, you need an attorney who can make sense of the complex legal system. The attorneys at Gregory and O'Sullivan will work on a contingency fee basis to get your medical bills and lost wages paid and more. Call Gregory and O'Sullivan now for a free consultation at 720-266-4910. 720-266-4910.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's ENGLEHomesColorado.com.
And call now. You can defer your next two house payments. Call the mortgage store right now at 303-423-7171. Interest rates are still at record lows. The mortgage store has helped thousands of homeowners eliminate high-interest credit card bills, consolidate debt into one low monthly payment. And you know what? You can call now, and it's free. The credit analysis is absolutely free. Get approval right over the phone right now. There's no application fee, no out-of-pocket closing costs, and your interest may be tax-deductible. The interest on your credit cards certainly is not tax-deductible. There are a lot of impossible offers going on out there right now by mortgage companies, but if you're looking or have a loan in process somewhere else, make sure you check with the mortgage store before you sign on the dotted line with them or some other country, some other company, because you know what? You'll get the best deal guaranteed. You'll get the best deal guaranteed, and the mortgage store will be with you every inch of the way, and they've got great hours. They're open evenings until 8, and Saturdays too. It's fast. It's easy, and the interest rate on your home loan may be tax deductible. As I said before, the interest rate on your credit cards are not. So don't procrastinate. Call the mortgage store right now, 303-423-7171, and then start saving more money today. Call 303-423-7171. It's the mortgage store. They're the mortgage professionals, and they're there to help you.
Metco Landscaping and Snow Removal joins with business leaders and organizations in encouraging and supporting parents with teens. Parents are tackling the responsibility of talking with their teens about being careful every time they get into a car. Parents, remember, talking to your kids is making a difference. Never assume that a good kid will always choose the right thing to do. This is from Metco Landscaping and Snow Removal on Rifle Street in Aurora. That's Metco Landscaping and Snow Removal, taking a step forward for safety in our community.
Are you a first-time homeowner or looking to purchase a home but have bad credit? Looking to refinance or improve your credit score? Are you a homeowner deep in debt and need to get ahead financially? Register now for the Mortgage Makeovers Roadshow, a free seminar, free lunch, and giveaways with mortgage expert Ken Michaels, host of the Mortgage Makeovers Show. Join Ken Michaels Saturday, May 6th from 9 to 2 at the Grand Hyatt Hotel in Denver. Register online at mortgagemakeovers.net or call 877-299-DEBT. That's 877-299-DEBT or at mortgagemakeovers.net.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Ooh, Zeppelin. Why the hell not? 9:23, 23 minutes after 9. Good morning. High today, 38, rain to snow. Tony Richards of Denver, you told us you listened to AM 760 Progressive Talk right at this time. And that's why we're calling your name right now. Tony Richards, you got less than an hour to call us and claim a great prize and become eligible to win a grand prize eco trip to Costa Rica. Tony, we're looking for you. It's also open phones at 303-713-7600. And the phones are unusually quiet. We've got three open lines at 303-713-7600. A whole bunch of stuff to talk about this morning and whatever's on your mind. You want to go back to talking about Hillary? Or, you know, you want to take up the last caller who said that he doesn't think Bush cares about his opinion polls and that he's basically got done what he wants to do and he just doesn't care. If you want to take up that debate, you can do that as well. Or anything else. And if you want to talk about immigration, which I didn't really get into today about immigration as being a wedge issue. I stayed away from it. I may do it tomorrow. Because Republicans are saying immigration is an issue us Democrats can't win. And that they've got the corner on that. And I don't totally believe that for a minute. All right, let's go to Larry and Conifer. Larry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how are you?
Hi, Larry, how are you?
Hey, good. Hey, you mentioned bumper stickers a little earlier. Like, who are the people with those W bumper stickers on their cars?
Yeah, wouldn't they be embarrassed?
I know. My wife and I were cruising down 285 up here on Saturday afternoon. We've got, John Kerry for president bumper stickers and Defend America, Defeat Bush. Some young guy in his Toyota Land Cruiser pulled up alongside of us, his windows down, and he's screaming across, you know, John Kerry lost, Bush won, I just, you know, one of the best lines I heard so far, and I want to respond to this young man, is the reason I got John Kerry bumper stickers on my car still is when Jesus returns, you'll know I didn't vote for the Antichrist.
Yeah. I was going to say, the thing I would have screamed back was, yeah, Bush may have won, but America lost.
I had to resist the urge to, you know, gesture, but, you know, I didn't sink that low. I watched 60 Minutes. Last night as well.
Did you see that?
Yeah, that information. You know, I'm glad CBS. I'm glad 60 Minutes put it up there, put it out there. That information was around just as we invaded. The fact that the Bushies were cherry picking. Finally, somebody from the CIA stepped up and said, "No, we presented raw information. These guys,
right.
You know, these guys cherry picked. They wanted to know what they wanted to know, and they left the rest behind." I don't know, Jay. It's just been, I've been, just in the years that Bush has been around, I think one of the best things he's done for me personally is I found creative ways to deal with my anger. I couldn't finish watching the episode last night, the segment. You know, it's just like I went upstairs and I do something creative, I guess. I went upstairs and cooked dinner for me and my wife. It's just so much, I don't know. I kind of agree with your friend Pat from Evergreen a moment ago. I just have a feeling that Bush and company, he's got this messianic trip going on, and he believes that there are those who are saved, who are going to be raptured, and the rest of us who are the unwashed, unsaved, and it doesn't matter what we think.
Well, the only thing I can counter with is, if we pick up 15 seats in the House,
uh-huh.
or we get control of the Senate, he is going to be in for a very, very, very rough 3 years, and he knows it.
Yeah.
And they know it.
Yeah.
And they're scared.
Yeah.
Because as much as we talk about WMDs on the radio, that's what they're going to talk about every single day.
Yeah.
They're going to investigate everything having to do with WMDs, with the Valerie plane leak, with everything that goes on, with every decision this guy's ever made. They'll have subpoena power. They'll be issuing subpoenas like an old time mimeograph machine in a basement.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys are really going to be in for some really rough times, because you know what? The door is wide open. Katie barred the door, and there's a tremendous amount of frustration on the part of everyday people, not only those of us who are progressives and liberals, but people who are sitting in the middle, and even some Republicans who want to know why the hell this stuff went on, who made these decisions, and what this White House knew, and what they're not telling us. And it's going to be very, I mean, you got the NSA situation. All this stuff is going to be very, 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 very rough. And I don't care who you are, and I don't care how successful you are, and I don't care how powerful you are. Nobody likes to sit there day after day after day after day and have to go through this. Because what ends up happening is Bush will have to take any time he's got left in which he was hoping to accomplish anything,
mm-hmm.
and turn around and have to fight off all this stuff.
Yeah, I suppose.
The same way Clinton had to.
I suppose. I'm just, you know, I'm waiting for that fine day to arrive, you know.
Well, I mean, let's see if we can make it arrive this November. That's why everybody's got to get out and vote, and we've got to get out and support candidates, and we've got to do the best we possibly can, and flex our muscle.
Yep.
Because we have no other choice, because our backs are against the wall, and you know what? It's the only way to drive a nail in the coffin of this guy's agenda.
Yeah, I hear you.
Before he wrecks his country anymore, and he already has.
I hear you. Hey, have a good day, Jay.
All right, Larry, take care.
Okay.
And, it, you know, it gets to be a drag staring into the abyss every single day. Realizing that this guy's the president of the United States, that he's an incompetent idiot, that he's surrounded by people who talk tough and swagger and do all this stuff, but that they can't run a country. They can't do anything as simple as manage a hurricane disaster. I mean, they can't do anything. There's nothing they can do, and they don't do anything right. They can't even put on a press conference without having a woman heckler get into there. I mean, it's mind-blowing. It's mind-blowing to look at that every single day and look at this guy, see him on TV, and realize, like, he's the president of the United States. Boy, you know what? You have any doubts, pick up that Rolling Stone article. Pick up that Rolling Stone magazine with Bush on the front of the cover about him being the worst president in the history of this country. And read what's in there. Read what's in there. All right, it's 9:30 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll have more of your phone calls coming up here. We're still looking for Tony Richards of...
The fight continues with Exodus.
Return to Yojo. May 6th at the Denver Coliseum.
Featuring the one, the only, the original,
Mark Kerr. As he returns to America to reclaim his title as heavyweight champion of the world. More fights, great matchups, American championship fighting. So real, it hurts.
Rico Beck Promotions presents Exodus, Return to the Yojo. May 6th at the Denver Coliseum. And a post-fight concert with MC Magic and Mr. Capone E. Get tickets now.
One Classic presents two of the greatest bands of their era playing nothing but hits. The New Cars and Blondie, together live. Rock and Roll Hall of Famers Blondie and the New Cars. Todd Rundgren, Elliot Easton, Greg Hawks, Kasim Sultan, and Prairie Prince. For the first time in 17 years, the New Cars and Blondie. The event you don't want to miss, May 30th, Coors Amphitheater. Get your tickets on sale right now at all Ticketmaster outlets. Charge by phone at 303-830-TIXS or online at HOB.com. Purchase your tickets online and get a free New Cars and Blondie digital album through eMusic. Let the good times roll again. May 30th, Coors Amphitheater. The New Cars, Road Rage Tour 2006 and Blondie. Produced by House of Blues Concerts.
Travelocity presents The Roaming Gnome, Denouncer of Travel Myths. Our first myth.
Only big kahunas can afford a trip to Hawaii.
Balderdash! Travelocity's got great deals on Hawaiian vacations.
Myth 2. No one has ever caught the Nene bird.
I found one!
Vacations to Hawaii from $422. Restrictions apply. Visit Travelocity.com/Hawaii for details. Travelocity. You'll never roam alone.
These autos matching down incentive going on now up to $1,500. You put down $1,500, they'll put down $1,500. You've got $3,000. Put down $1,000, they'll put down $1,000. You got $2,000. Put down $500, they'll put down $500. And you've got $1,000 towards your brand new vehicle. And Rocky's got the largest selection of clean late model vehicles along the Front Range. Over 500 units on the lot. Each car equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles. From United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. And Rocky's Autos has got great hours. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. You get an extra hour of a shopping power from Rocky's. Or you know what? You can access them on the Internet at rockysautos.com. Look at the inventory there. Pre-qualify for a car loan. See their TV commercials, of which I just saw one of myself. And I got named Bob from KOA, so those are running, and you can see them on there. And plus, also, along with looking at the inventory and pre-qualifying for a car loan, you can also check out their business philosophy as well. Or you can go down and see my friends at Rockies, and there's a lot of them there working there. And these are hard-working folks who do care about you. And people like Tom and Marv Alshear and Spanky and Gerard Menard and so many of the people at Rockies who work so hard to make sure that you're taken care of. They're passionate about the cars they sell. They'll help you find the perfect vehicle for you. They've done it for Mary and I since 1997. And you know what? I mean, we just bought there again, not more than about 90 days, maybe a little bit more ago. And we send all of our friends to Rockies, too. Rockies Autos are great folks. I'll see you out there. Join us out of Rockies. Rockies Autos, home of just the best deals along the Front Range. They're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, Canvas and Big Huge Sign out in front, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
All right, all you cable users out there.
Yes, I'm talking to you.
It's time to cut the umbilical cord.
We've got a challenge for you. We call it the DirecTV Challenge. Call us up right now and tell us how much you're spending on cable every month. We're going to tell you how much money you'll save by switching to DirecTV. And to top it off, we're going to give you a bunch of free stuff. Yes, I said free stuff. Like a four-room DirecTV system with standard installation free. 3 months of premium channels, including HBO, Showtime, Stars and Cinemax, all free. Why, even a free DVR. Now, if you like spending a lot of money every month, well, then don't call. But if you want to get all the channels you watch right now for about half the price of cable, give us a call. We're going to humiliate the cable company and give you a ton of free stuff. Call 1-800-600-6196. It's time to cut the cable and take the DirecTV Challenge. Call Dish Direct at 1-800-600-6196. That's 1-800-600-6196.
Hey, this is Ed Schultz. Want to have dinner with me and Jay Marvin? Find out how to win on AM760.net.
We'll go
right.
Talking that we'll
Lefty Frizzell from Corsicana, Texas. Can you remember that Corsicana? I wish we had some other Frizzell songs, though. So just, this is the only one we have, right?
We got three lefty tunes.
What are the other two?
I Love You a Thousand Times and Always Late.
No, I Love You a Thousand Ways.
Yeah, that's the one.
And Always Late. I wish we could hear Always Late. 9:35, 25 minutes away from 10 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And we've got Tony Richards of Denver on the line. Tony, hey, you there, man?
Hey, Jay.
Hey, Tony.
Hey, listen, man. I'm excited about getting my name called because I listen to your show every day. It gets my juices flowing in the morning.
Oh, I really appreciate that, Tony. Well, you know your name is now tossed into the drawing for that eco trip to Costa Rica courtesy of the Crocodile Bay Lodge. So here's hoping you go. Plus, you've also won, since you heard your name called and you called in to get your qualifying prize, you won breakfast with me and Al Franken from AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I got a lot of things to talk about.
Well, you certainly can do it, man. I mean, it's going to be a small, intimate group, and we should have ourselves a pretty good time, and the breakfast is going to be nice. But here's hoping you win this trip to Costa Rica. You ever been to Costa Rica?
Actually, I have been to Costa Rica. It's the most gorgeous place, and whoever wins that trip is going to really appreciate it.
Well, why can't it be you?
Listen, my head's in the ring now, so we'll cross our fingers.
Yeah, my fingers are crossed, too. Hey, Tony, thank you, man. Appreciate you listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. Can't wait to meet you face-to-face. And good luck on that Costa Rica trip, buddy. I hope you win.
Hey, great. Listen, I'm looking forward to the breakfast, and keep up the good work, Jay.
You got it, man. Hang on a second here. All right, there's Tony. Tony Richards, who's got it. He wins. All right, I get another winner today, and man, my day is made. What else can go wrong? Nothing, absolutely zero. Let's go to Scott in Winter Park. Scott, you're on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning from the sunny Winter Park, actually.
Yeah, it's not sunny down here, man.
Yeah, well, the reason I was calling today was you probably heard we were getting a lot of snow early in the season and 200% water snow content. Well, Winter Park only finished with 5 inches above average for snowfall this year. And I wanted to call and urge everybody to please conserve water this year. Well, as every year we should be conserving water. I just wanted to say it could be a little dry up here this year. So I just wanted to let people know that although you guys are getting the snow and rain right now, it's kind of dry up here, actually.
It's just kind of cloudy here right now. It doesn't look like there's much rain or snow. It just kind of looks cloudy, kind of drizzly.
Yeah, I just thought, I know a lot of people heard that we got that heavy, heavy snow early, but it didn't come that much in the late season. So thought we would change the subject slightly today. Slightly lighter.
Well, there you go. We'll just lay off on watering the lawn. John Turk promises not to water his lawn for the entire season.
I won't either.
I don't have a lawn to water either, so I can easily make that promise.
And it's little things, too, like even not washing your car every day and those kind of things, too. So we can do this. And good luck to all the candidates I heard this morning. They sound like they're all going to be doing pretty good. And you keep up the great work, too. And I'll let your next callers come on the line now.
All right, Scott. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Okay, you too. One line open at 303-713-7600, and we go to Steve in Evergreen. Steve, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
The reason I'm calling is I referenced one of your callers about two callers ago that implied that Bush may be more competent than we think. I disagree. I'm in full agreement with you that the man is totally incompetent. I felt that way from day one. I supported John Kerry, worked for his campaign here in Colorado, and there is some hope out there. I work in an industry where most of my coworkers tend to be rather conservative Republicans, and over the last few years have been at odds with them in conversations over policies and this administration. And they have just this blind trust in this administration, and they've had this. But recently, on my last foray to work, I actually ran into two co-workers that were staunch Bush supporters that have finally turned around and said that they've had enough, that they've had it with George Bush, and they're totally disappointed with the administration. And that's about a 200% increase in a turnaround than I experienced in the last 3 years. So there is hope out there, I believe. It's actually getting through to these people, finally, that this administration is not operating in their interest. And George Bush goes to sleep at night with a clear conscience.
Well, he's starting to have trouble inside his own party with his own supporters and his own core. I mean, that's the, you know, when you're down to 33%, you know, your own base is starting to crumble on him. He's in deep, deep, deep trouble. How the hell he's going to reverse this and get out of it, I have no clue. And I haven't read it, you know, I haven't read anything from anybody who even has a blueprint for him backing out of this ditch he's in. Who knows how he's going to get out? I don't know how he's going to get out. I only see things as getting worse, not better.
I agree 100%. One point I wanted to bring out was that I read an article in Foreign Affairs magazine, which is a quarterly, which is a fairly unbiased
publication.
Right.
And I read an essay about 4 years ago that postulated the theory that the Bush administration and its backers were their primary aim was to institute fundamental cultural change within the United States, and this cultural change being a war on the middle class, taking away support programs, say for National Endowment of the Arts, women's rights, gay rights, and shifting the emphasis from all of these issues, which was so important during the Clinton administration, to other issues, which was military buildups, increasing our presence in other countries, and shifting emphasis to large corporations in the United States. And the tool that they were going to use was by keeping this country in a state of constant war. And by keeping this country in a state of constant war, you instill a fundamental change in the mindset of the people of this country. They begin to think differently. They begin to think, well, wait a minute, we're at war. So we have to take issues like gay rights and put them at the bottom of the agenda. We have to take civil rights and put it at the bottom of the agenda because we're at war. We have other bigger issues to deal with. And when I read this article, I thought to myself, well, this could be a bit of a conspiracy theory. But the weird thing is, 4 years down the road, it has all come to pass. We are being kept in a constant state of war, and the agendas have changed. And fundamental change in this culture has been undertaken.
Yeah, well, I couldn't agree more with you, and we have to defuse that, and we have to take it back, and we have to get people to realize what the administration is up to, that keeping us in a constant state of war and a constant state of fear, keeps people revved up. But I think, you look at the public opinion polls, I think it's coming unraveled on this guy, and I think it's coming unraveled on the administration. But we'll have to see how far it goes, and don't forget the November elections now are only 6 months away. Steve, thank you, man. Great call. Great, great call. Really appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Dr. Gregory Buford is a board-certified surgeon who believes in helping his patients look their very best. Whether you visit Dr. Buford for facial rejuvenation like Botox, Restylane, or Sculptra, or for the latest body contouring techniques like Vaser-assisted liposuction, Dr. Buford will treat you with the ultimate in care. To find out more, call 720-266-4912. That's 720-266-4912. If you had your choice, wouldn't you pick the surgeon that trains other surgeons?
Listen now to...
Listen to Classic Rock online at thefox.com.
Brought to you by Freedom Harley Davidson.
Big Harry in the metal mess got a hair extension. Now get a full hour of pure power with the best in 80s hair metal and arena rock metal mess. Right after Nights with Alice Cooper.
Why McDonald's makes mornings easy with a tasty McGriddle sandwich. Try.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
I know, it may seem weird to grow out of the party, dance all night, sleep on a mattress on the floor period of your life. But trust us, there's a time when after a hard day at work, you'd rather settle into the couch with TiVo than walk into your roommate's kegger. when Tuesday nights aren't a quarter beers at the bar, but a little barbecue in the backyard, and a dinner party replaces dinner then a party. Well, it's time to buy a house. And when that time comes, you've got to make a good choice. Like Amber Homes. Amber Homes has quality houses priced right for first-time buyers. These babies are built solidly from foundation to roof with the kind of quality materials you'd only find in much more expensive homes. So if it's time to consider your first home, consider Amber Homes, a higher standard. Clean up with a great deal. Get a free washer and dryer when you buy a home at Aspen Hills or Bonnie View from now until April 30th. Check out amberhomes.com for details.
14 to 22%. The Mortgage Store Loan Consultants can show you how to pay off those high interest credit card rates, auto loans, and combine them into one low monthly payment. And maybe you've made mistakes with money and are in a little bit of trouble with credit cards. Well, you know what? It makes you human. And we've all been there. So whatever the case may be, when you call 303-423-7171, there'll be somebody from the mortgage store to be on your side and to make sure that it works for you. And they are with you every step of the way from start to finish. Mortgage Store. They're open evenings until 8 and on Saturdays too, so their hours are convenient. It's fast, it's easy, and the interest on your home loan may be tax deductible, but the interest on your credit cards certainly are not. So call the Mortgage Store at 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171.
Free alignment, free oil change. Listen to that. Free alignment, free oil change with a four-tire purchase. I'm Mark Major with Aspen Tire. Mention this radio ad. Get a free alignment, free oil change with a four-tire purchase. 888-401-AUTO. That's 888-401-AUTO.
Are you a first-time homeowner or looking to purchase a home but have bad credit? Looking to refinance or improve your credit score? Are you a homeowner deep in debt and need to get ahead financially? Register now for the Mortgage Makeovers Roadshow, a free seminar, free lunch, and giveaways with mortgage expert Ken Michaels, host of the Mortgage Makeover Show. Join Ken Michaels Saturday, May 6th from 9 to 2 at the Grand Hyatt Hotel in Denver. Register online at mortgagemakeovers.net or call 877-299-DEBT. That's 877-299-DEBT or at mortgagemakeovers.net.
Don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
Fighting for the little guy. It's the big guy, Jay Marvin, on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
49 minutes past the hour. Hot day 38, rain and snow. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. All right, it's 303-713-7600. Let's go to Noah, who's been hanging on in Arvada. Noah, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey.
Hey, I think that some of the callers do have points. I personally think that Bush had an agenda when he was coming in. It's not necessarily his. It's the people who back him. And regardless of what people think, every single president always has people that back him. There's always supporters, and they all have an agenda. They paid his bills. He's there to help push their agenda. It's a team effort. Whether or not you see who those people are, who knows. But pretty much they're going to do another thing just like Ollie North did. They're going to lay on the sword, and they're going to get pardoned. And I think that what they're aiming to do is to undo everything that ever happened in the New Deal and to basically get America back to the point where the rich control everything, and we all just fight for the scraps on the bottom. If you guys can't see that now, then you're not really paying attention.
Well, I think he hides behind the rhetoric of trying to claim that, you know, he's like FDR, but, you know, we all know that that's not true.
No,
but
he's the anti-FDR.
Yeah, he is. But I think the best way to stop him once again and to make his life hell is for us to take control of the House or the Senate. And
I think they've already accomplished what they wanted to do. Is that they basically...
I think they're there to a certain degree, but I don't think they're all the way there.
I'm sorry, Jay, go.
Well, I was going to say, some of his tax cuts sunset, and he wants to get that fixed, and he hasn't been able to get that done. He hasn't been able to get those tax cuts made permanent. So that's out there hanging out there.
I don't think that really matters in the end run. I think what they're basically trying to do is run up our debt so much that they're going to bankrupt the country, and then we're going to have to make the choices to get rid of every single thing they don't support. I think they're basically putting us into a financial position to destroy America, and the only choice we're going to have is to get rid of everything that FDR ever created.
Well, see, I think that's what they'd like to do, but I don't think they're there, and I think that it's going to take them. It will take them a while longer, and I think that
our debt is almost to that point, Jay.
Well, yeah, it's bad. There's no question about it. Our debt is terrible. It's bad. There's no question about it. I'm not going to disagree with you, but I don't see it as being a doomsday scenario situation in which there's no saving it or no turning it around. I think we can turn it around. I think we can fix it. I think we can save it, and I think that we can fix this country. I think that but the vital thing is that we have got to stand together and try to get control and try to get our hands back on the government and try to reverse course and turn things the other way. I mean, I just really, really believe that that we've got to do it. And the only thing we can do now, the only thing you can do now, hopefully, and the best case scenario is to get control of the legislative branch and get the legislative branch to do what it should have done a long time ago, which is to serve as a checks and balance against the executive branch and stop some of this stuff that's going on. I mean, we either have a choice to try to do that and to try to do the best we can to try to turn things around, or we can all throw our hands up in the air and concede that there's nothing we can do and let it go at just that. I'd rather go down with a fight.
I'm not saying that there's nothing we can do, Jay. I never think that. There's always something you can do because the world never ends and there's always a future. Whether or not you choose to do the right thing is another question. But the problem is I think they created a giant bowling ball and it's rolling downhill. And the amount of effort and what it's going to take to fix America, people are starting to realize what it's going to take, and it's going to take even more than they possibly can conceive now. What they are basically doing is they're trying to basically destroy our democracy and get it to a point where it's basically a shell of what it used to be, and the rich control everything. I'm sorry, but, you know, I think that's what's happening, and the only thing that we have to do is to basically take back this government and to make sure that we go after these people, prosecute them, and never pardon them. I think if any Democrat pardons any of these guys after being prosecuted, I think we should go after that guy, too. I don't think anybody should be pardoned anymore for any of this stuff. I'm upset that all the people in Reagan's era got pardoned. I'm sick of it. I want that taken out of the Constitution completely. If you're a criminal, serve your time, especially if you do stuff to the country.
Well, I don't see anybody pardoning anybody that's going to be... They're not going to be in the position to pardon anybody. I don't see anybody pardoning... anybody involved in this? I don't see. No, because I don't think the public would stand for it. I don't see it happening. Who's Bush going to pardon? Who's he going to get off the hook?
I don't know. Did anyone see it coming with Iran-Contra? If they had not pardoned those people and they kept on prosecuting that, I bet they would have led all the way up to everybody. But they started pardoning people as soon as the other Bush came in, and then that stopped from there. I think that was way bigger than.
You know, in the whole Valerie Plame situation, man, I'll tell you this much. You got a prosecutor who is who doesn't mind chewing through concrete. Look at how many people he had to indict, and look at how many people he had to get in order to get George Ryan. Go look at that. I think there were something like 73 officials in order to get Ryan.
I'm thankful that there's somebody with integrity like that out there. I'm just worried about the next guy coming along and pardoning everybody he goes after.
I don't think it'll happen.
I hope not.
I hope not, too. Okay, man, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's go to Charlie and Greeley. Charlie, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hello, Jay. Yes,
hi, Charlie. Paul.
He doesn't want to undo what FDR did. He wants to undo what TR did. He wants to bring back the trust, I think.
But anyway, he'd like to throw us back to the Gilded Age.
Yeah, anyway, that's actually why I called in. It was 7 to 8 hour. One of the right-wing friends called in and said about Hillary, and she'd be easy to beat. And all I can say to him is watch what you wish for. You may get it. The only thing the right wing did with their Clinton murder list and all their outrageous claims and outrageous charges and all that was make Bill Clinton the most popular president of all time, who could have easily won a third term. They tried the same crap against Hillary in the Senate race, and she started out not doing so well, and she won by 60%. So, you know, to the right wing, I'd say, hey, go after Clinton the same way you did in the past. Bring out all the crap, all the lies, all the spin. You can't swift vote a Clinton the way you can John Kerry. A Clinton will be
yeah,
right
if there,
back
you know, if there's one, if there's one politician, if there's one woman out there that's basically capable of fighting back, she's it.
That's right. And we have to get out of this mindset. You have to fight fair. You have to fight dirty because that's the way they fight. You have to fight dirty. You can't be nice about it.
I think we have to fight smart.
You have to fight smart. But you cannot let a lie go unchallenged, and you have to get right back in their face almost instantaneously.
Yeah, I, you know what? Listen, I agree. 100%. Yeah. I'm on your side.
John Kerry was way too nice, as was Al Gore.
Yep, I agree.
Okay. Jay, thank you.
You bet, man. Call me again.
Okay.
All right. Do I got time to squeeze one more in? Let me go to Tom in Idaho Springs. Tom, you're on AM 760. Go ahead. You got about a minute.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Jay. It's a privilege to be on the phone with you.
Thank you. Nice to have you on.
My buddy Bob O'Brien turned me on to you, and I'm glad he did. I wanted to make a comment about Bush's ratings. I don't think he really cares too much. The hurricane that destroyed New Orleans pretty much, I think if he actually cared, he would have taken some of that money he's putting into Iraq and would have relieved the people in New Orleans. And I think if he cared, he would have done something like that.
I don't know if he doesn't care or if he, you know, to me, the more plausible explanation is he doesn't know how. He doesn't have competent people who knew what to do at the time when things were getting very, very messy. He's got the wrong people in the wrong jobs. He took FEMA, which was at one time a great emergency management organization, and he demoted it and stuck it into Homeland Security and gave it to political cronies, and they didn't know what the hell they were doing. Heck of a job, Brownie, and that's where they got into trouble. But I maintain that he does care about his opinion ratings. I maintain that, you know what, that's why he's out every single day giving speeches. They are trying every possible way they know how to try to turn things around. The trouble is, some of the things that are causing problems, like Iraq, gasoline, and those kinds of things, they just can't control. They just have no control over what's going on the ground in Iraq. Thank you, Tom. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. And the vote in November will be about Iraq. You'll see. All right, back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Thank you so much. Have a great day, and stay warm.
Do you have a home improvement project? House need painting? Need a new roof? Building a deck? Call Best in Class. Best in Class is a co-op network of some of Colorado's premier contractors whose work is guaranteed. Call 303-660-9669 and take the guesswork out of your next home improvement project. Register to win a home makeover in the Best in Class Ultimate Home Makeover Contest. Log on at callbestinclass.com. Weekly winners and one grand prize winner. Sign up now at callbestinclass.com.
Oh, man, I need a new battery.
A new battery? Try a new car.
Who's that?
It's your alter ego.
Oh, you again.
Listen, Jack, pardon my French, but this old car is a piece of scrap. You need a car that tells people who you are. Handsome, virile, young.
I'm 39.
Youthful.
But my credit's a little...
Go to VroomCredit.com. They have hundreds of finance sources.
VroomCredit.com?
No, knucklehead. VroomCredit.com, as in Vroom. V-R-O-O-M. You know, like that sweet sound an engine makes. It just screams, I'm cool.
VroomCredit.com. I get it.
And you can apply anytime.